The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Vermont Field Sports, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Monument Farms of Weybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Desibre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Denneker Chevrolet, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, LaMerge Insurance Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts, Lathrop Forest Products, Mini of Burlington, Brian's Farm Supply, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, the Vermont Federal Credit Union, and Fire and Ice Restaurant. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
From Kenyon Arena, we welcome you for the second hockey game in as many days. Middlebury trying to forget a loss yesterday to Kobe College, in which they fell 9-1 in a comeback attempt, falling short for the Bowdoin Polar Bears. They're going to be the visiting team today, coming off a 4-3 defeat at the hands of Williams. Pleasant good afternoon, everybody. We hope you're having a good Sunday, and we hope you have a good end to your weekend by listening to Middlebury Panther Hockey at 92.1 WVTK. Jason Wexler, Bruce Zeman here with you, as you will be all season long. Should be a good one, and like we mentioned, a lot to forget if you're Middlebury. A 9-1 defeat, Bruce, at the hands of Colby, not the way you want to start out the season.
No, Jason, I think you're exactly right. I think Middlebury was probably a little bit disappointed by the way that they came out yesterday. But again, as we mentioned yesterday in the post-game show, it was only one game. And so whether they won 9-0 or lost as they did yesterday 9-1, it's one game. We were talking to the coaching staff prior to the beginning of this game. They seemed very upbeat. We talked to a number of the players, and they seemed very upbeat. So I think Middlebury's going to come out with a stronger game today and hopefully split the weekend series and hopefully end the opening weekend of 2017-2018 at 1-1.
And that's all you got to do. We talked about winning the period. Let's simplify it even more. Talk about winning stretches. Middlebury was able to win certain stretches of certain periods of that game. So we saw factors that were there. They just need to be there for longer, and the aggression needs to be there, I think, first and foremost.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. There were definitely periods of yesterday's game where Middlebury carried the play. During the times that they got plenty of traffic in front of Sean Lawrence, they played really well. They made life difficult for him. But one of the challenges that they had yesterday, and we talked about this last night in the postgame show, was staying out of the penalty box. Yesterday, Colby was 3-for-5 on the power play, and that's something that they'll have to cut down on today if they want to win this game.
Including the first goal of the game coming on the power play attempt from Colby. So not the way Middlebury wanted to start. We talked about getting off to a fast start. Something they were not able to do, kind of put themselves in a deep hole, and it was an ugly game.
Well, it's certainly not the way they wanted it to start. However, I think what you're going to do is you're going to take some of the positives out of that game, because there were times, as we mentioned, that they carried the play, and so it is one of those things that the leadership of this team, Captain Mark McClellan, I'm sure, got his players together and said, look, it's one game. We got it out of the way, and let's see if we can win on Sunday. Because, again, at the end of the day, if they win today, they're 1-1, and that's all that really matters.
A 9-1 game that saw all three goaltenders get action, but it'll be Stephen Klein to start again. But like we were talking about in the car, maybe a bit of a short leash for him.
Well, I think that they're definitely going to want to have a sustained period where they carry the play today. I think that they're going to want to try to get out here early again. The Bowdoin Polar Bears playing last night and losing to Williams. We'll talk more about that in a couple of minutes. So both teams are going to be hungry today for a win, and it's going to be a question of who wants it more.
And like you mentioned, the most positive thing to take out of it was only game one. This is going to be game two. But let's talk about both of those game ones for each team. Bruce, first, Middlebury, a 9-1 defeat, like we mentioned.
Well, one of the things that Middlebury is going to probably want to work on today is keeping the shots down. They were outshot yesterday. I believe it was 39-24. And so that's one of the things they're going to want to keep that down. And they're also going to want to stay out of the penalty box. That's one of the things that happened in that loss. We had two Colby players with hat tricks yesterday. That's something they're going to want to keep down on. And also, hopefully we can build on the amazing individual effort that we saw from defenseman Brendan Dawson yesterday, who was really the highlight of the game for Middlebury with that spectacular end-to-end rush. And hopefully we can have more of that today.
Yeah, and another thing that we saw positively, offensively in two phases, Vincent Giussani was making a difference, whether it was dishing a couple of nice ones in front of the crease or having a couple of shot attempts. He needs to be one of the prominent featured players here this afternoon.
Yeah, Vinny is definitely the straw that stirs the Panthers' drink, so to speak, and he's got a lot of energy. He's one of their best players. He's one of the alternate captains. So I think that you're going to see a lot out of him today. I'm sure the players were not too happy. I don't think there was a whole lot that Coach Sinclair had to say. These are kids that are very proud. I think that they probably realize they need to play better, and I think that they will.
So you think a lot of it goes unsaid in that locker room last night?
I don't think you needed to say much. I think it's one of those things, and I've been on the end of some of those tongue lashings from coaches. I think that was one of the things that we saw from the coaching staff today. We talked to Coach Neal and Coach Finney. They were very, very upbeat when they saw them. They were very optimistic about today, so I think the players will have that rub off on them.
And interestingly enough, the team that Middlebury played yesterday was Colby. Colby is now a team that's going to be playing Williams as Bowdoin comes to town today, and they played Williams yesterday.
Yeah, so again, Bowdoin also with a loss, a 4-3 loss. They had some issues on themselves. They were up 1-0, and then they gave up 3 second period goals. They did score late in the game, but they still lost 4-3, and a loss is a loss. And so they come in at 0-1. The Panthers come in at 0-1. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at both teams a little bit more in depth. We're going to come back right after this break. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network on 92.1 WVTK.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini, and then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical MedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
The cold weather and snow is coming, and time to get that vehicle ready for winter. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here on 92.1 WVTK, Addison County's favorite station. Jason Wexler, Bruce Zeman, Jimmy Tai back on the board in our 92.1 WVTK studios. A battle of 0-1 teams, Bowdoin and Middlebury, both looking for their first wins of the season. Bruce, Bowdoin, a very interesting team and had a very interesting 2016-2017 campaign.
Yeah, they certainly did, Jason. Thanks a lot. You know, the Polar Bears finished last year at 8-16-1. However, they went 6-4 during the first half of the season, going 3-3 in NESCAC play in the first semester. But they struggled down the stretch and earned a spot in postseason play as the eighth seed in the conference tournament. But the Polar Bears fell to top-seeded Hamilton in the NESCAC quarterfinals to end the year. This year, Bowdoin returned six of the top seven goal scorers from last year, pacing an offense that placed third, that ranked third, rather, in the NESCAC. Cody Tedesco led the way again for the second consecutive year for the Polar Bears, 15 goals and 10 assists. And in his rookie season, Thomas Dunleavy ranked second for the Polar Bears with 11 goals, while Matthew Lyson dished out a team-best 17 assists. And as we mentioned earlier in the pregame show, the Polar Bears falling to Williams last night 4-3 on the road as well. And the Bowdoin Polar Bears fell behind early, Williams taking a 1-0 lead, and Bowdoin eventually taking the lead in that game before giving up 3 second period goals and losing that game 4-3. So they come in here at 0-1. And one of the things that is kind of interesting about this Bowdoin team, unlike the Middlebury team, which, as we mentioned yesterday, kind of a young team, the Polar Bears have a lot of upperclassmen. They've got 9 seniors, 9 juniors, 8 sophomores, and 7 freshmen. So a lot of senior leadership, and I'm sure the Polar Bears will be trying to get in the win column today, just like the Panthers are going to try to do after that loss yesterday.
And we talked about it last night, and it'll remain the same, honestly, as we go throughout the season. It'll be one of the continuing narratives. Get ahead early, because it's a lot easier to play with a lead than, I think, play from behind. Not that you're incapable of doing it, but if you come out, especially on home ice, if you're Middlebury, get that first goal of the game, put you in good position going forward for the rest of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And for Middlebury, they dropped their first game of the season yesterday, 9-1 right here at Chip Kenyon Arena, a game that we heard right here on WVTK. As you mentioned earlier in the pregame show, Coach Sinclair had to use all 3 goalies in that game. So that's one of the things that he's probably going to want to avoid today. The highlight of the game, if there was one for yesterday, and it absolutely was a highlight, was the single individual performance by defenseman Brendan Dawson, who scored Middlebury's lone goal during yesterday's game, an end-to-end rush.
Dawson with it, goes between the legs, shoots and scores! Brendan Dawson goes 5-0 for Middlebury's first goal of the season.
Wow, you want to talk about a momentum changer, Jason. Brendan Dawson picked that puck up in his defensive zone and went end-to-end. He went around everybody. What a great job by Brendan Dawson getting Middlebury right back into this game. He just went from one end to the other, cutting the lead in half. Yeah, Colby had opened the scoring at the 2:43 mark of the first period. Mario Benicki one-timed the cross-ice pass from Mike Rudolph in the right circle. That made it 1-0 Colby. The Mules struck again 4:04 later as Nick Connor lifted a rebound over the Middlebury goalie, Stephen Klein, for 2-0 lead. But that goal that we just heard from Brendan Dawson, only 18 seconds after the second Colby goal. And so at that point in the game, anyway, we thought that it was quite a momentum changer. And for all practical purposes, although Middlebury didn't score again, at that point in the game it actually was, because for a while, Middlebury really carried the play to Colby after that goal.
And I'm not that concerned, because it was the first game and that it didn't result in all these points. I just want to see, in general, more traffic by the net. Because even if you don't score on that initial shot, Bruce, it's about the rebound. It's about being in position, being, quite frankly, near the goal so you can put it in off a deflection.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a break right now. And after our break, we're going to come back with the starting lineups. And we're going to have the keys to today's games. We also got the names of the officials today. So you are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network on 92.1 WVTK.
Walk away from those higher interest credit card rates with Vermont Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum Credit Card. At Vermont Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get a low-rate credit card. Whether you're looking to transfer your high-balance credit card, build credit, or find a credit card that matches your purchasing needs and lifestyle, Vermont Federal Credit Union has a card for you. Plus, all of their credit cards have no annual fee and no balance transfer fee. If it's your first card, they'll work with you to help you build credit. Looking for reward options? Vermont Federal's Visa Platinum Reward Credit Card allows you to earn points for every dollar you spend to redeem for account credit, merchandise, travel, event tickets, and more. Or choose to donate your Visa Platinum Reward points to select local and national charities. You'll feel good about whatever decision you make. So step into the ultimate credit card for your lifestyle with some of the lowest rates around. Visit VermontFederal.org to get started and apply online today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark.
Hey, Martin.
Yes?
It got kind of cold last night.
Uh-huh.
Do you think we can start the pellet stove tonight?
We?
You know what I mean, Martin.
No, go ahead and spell it out for me.
Well, we don't have any wood pellets.
We have tons of wood pellets. What are you talking about? Need a delivery? Go ahead, set one up. We deliver all the time.
Martin.
Kathleen.
Ugh, would you just bring some home so you can start the pellet stove?
I kind of figured that's what you were getting at. For all the wood pellets you need, including Luzon, Lignetics, and Inferno, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here on 92.1 WVTK, Jason Wexler, Bruce Zeman. 11:20 to go, at least according to the official clock, directly above us as we sit atop the perch here at Kenyon Arena. And Bruce, these teams familiar with one another, Bowdoin and Middlebury, playing twice last season.
Yeah, good point, Jason. The two teams played last season, the first game on Saturday, November 19th at the Sidney J. Watson Arena, which was won by the Polar Bears 5-3. And in that contest, the Polar Bears outshot the Panthers 33-23. The Panthers jumped out to a 3-1 lead in that game on goals by Trevor Turnbull, Danny Jacobs, and Matt Daugherty. But the Polar Bears came out of their hibernation, so to speak, stormed back with 4 third-period goals to take that contest 5-3. The team's second clash took place on Saturday, January 21st, right here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. And that contest had less overall offense, but the Panthers played a stronger game in their offense, firing on all cylinders as the Panthers won that game 5-1. The Panthers played a high-energy game from the minute the puck dropped and also had the power play clicking in that game. The Panthers erupting for 4 second-period goals, 3 of them coming on the power play, and the Polar Bears really couldn't stop them. Vinny Gisante scored twice. Trevor Turnbull, Camille Tkachuk, and Brendan Dawson also scored for the blue and white, while goaltender Stephen Klein, who we will see today, stopped 32 shots in the win to split the season series at 1. So again, the season series last year, 1-1, and the Panthers going to try to get off to a good start. Their first meeting this year, the first game at the Chip Kenyon Arena. The two teams going to play later again this year up in Maine. And so it will certainly behoove the Panthers to get a win today if they could do that and hopefully put some points on the board. And right now, we're going to take a look at the starting lineups for this afternoon's contest. First, for the visiting Bowdoin College Polar Bears.
Well, it'll be Chris Wallace, number 25 from Wisconsin, New York, and St. Anthony's. He'll be the left winger. Matt Leeson will be the center. He wears number 21, the senior, 5'11", 190 pounds from Vinnetia, Pennsylvania, and Peters Township. Michael Brown will flank him to the right. He's a sophomore wearing number 14, 6'2", 195 pounds from Worcester, Massachusetts, and Groton. In goal yesterday was Peter Cronin, but today it'll be Alex Zafonte, the freshman, 5'10", 180 pounds from Concord, Massachusetts, and St. Sebastian School. On the blue line for the Polar Bears, it'll be Daniel McMullen and Bradley Ingersoll. And we'll take a look at Middlebury. Camille Kachuk will get the start at the left wing position. He'll be number 38, the junior from Oakville, Ontario. Heinrichs will be the center once again starting the game. Mitch Allen will flank him to the right. He'll wear number 26, the sophomore from Clifton Park, New York, and the Islanders Hockey Club. Jimmy McKee will get a start at defense, along with Brendan Dawson, 6-2 on the back of their jerseys, respectively. And again, in goal is Stephen Klein, the senior from Saskatchewan, Bruce.
So, Jason, if you had to take a look at what you consider the keys to today's game, let's take a look first for Bowdoin. What do you see the keys for today's game being?
The first is, and Bowdoin had to play from behind yesterday as well, it's get out there and score the first goal. I think it's big for both teams in terms of momentum. If you're Bowdoin, you don't want to fall behind to Middlebury, who again showed flashes yesterday. It's about, if you're Middlebury, taking those flashes and making them more significant periods of time, making them longer periods of time. If you're Bowdoin, don't allow them to get into a groove. Now, another thing I'm watching for the Polar Bears is defensively. Talking to the coaching staff before the game, one of the big things they didn't do last year that they need to do better of this year is playing with five men on defense. Now, we know there's only two traditional defenders, but that doesn't mean everybody can get back and put a body on somebody. And the last thing I think has to be Cody Tedesco getting out there and making moves with his stick skills. A guy that has fantastic stick skills. The coaching staff was praising him for his ability to control the puck. Can he start the tempo for Bowdoin? But what about for Middlebury?
Well, one of the other things that we talked about earlier in the pregame show was special teams. And yesterday, Middlebury had a little bit of an issue staying out of the box. The Colby College Mules went 3-for-5 on the power play, and that's something that Coach Sinclair is not going to want to replicate. I'm sure he'll want them to do a better job. What I think Middlebury is going to do today is they're going to try to get in front of the Bowdoin goaltender, try to make his life a little bit difficult. When they had those periods yesterday, early in the game, where they were causing problems for the goaltender in front, they were a lot of traffic, a lot of deflections, a lot of just making the goaltender feel uncomfortable. That's part of the game when Middlebury really carried the play. There were stretches that he carried the play. So that's what I see as the keys for today's game. Also want to make a quick announcement, Jason. The referees for tonight, Frank Murphy and Douglas Place Jr., the linesman Brent Adams and Tyler LeHue. So we got some great officials that are working the game today. And again, it is a NESCAC conference battle between the Bowdoin College Polar Bears, Middlebury College Panthers here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. And Jason, I think this is a really important game for Middlebury because we've got the PrimeLink tournament coming up next weekend, and you want to go into that with some positive momentum.
Yeah, like we said, win the period, but win the game if you're Middlebury. Get there 1-1, consider that a success. And look at yesterday as an opportunity to learn. Regardless of what the score is, it's always an opportunity to learn. But there are plenty of things that they know they needed to improve upon. And I think a lot of it's just crisp passing and a little bit better spacing to get themselves better shots towards the net.
Yeah, one of the things that the Middlebury Panthers have always done well is they've skated hard, they've skated fast, and they've got a fast attack. They've got a very, very fast team. One of my favorite sayings, and I know you've heard this a bunch of times already, is that you can't hit what you can't catch. And so one of the things that I think Middlebury is going to look to do today is to use their speed to get that first pass out, to get out of the zone and get some pressure in the zone. We saw a lot of periods yesterday where Middlebury had Colby running around. They had their goaltender scrambling a little bit, but not enough. They only scored one goal, and that was on that individual effort by Brendan Dawson. So one of the things Middlebury is going to have to do a little bit better job of today is making it uncomfortable for that goalie to get set, get some traffic, get some deflections, and really just make his life miserable, because it doesn't matter how the goal goes in as long as it goes in.
And something else I want to touch on, not exactly game-related, Bruce, but you're an author. You're a man of many trades, and one of the things you can do, you can write, so I assume you can read too, right?
So I like to think that.
You wrote a wonderful book that was, you were kind enough to give it to the friends of
Panther Hockey. Yeah. Oh. And what we're going to do is we'll take a break right now. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Do you have trees blocking your view or have a large lot you need cleared for building? Lathrop's can clear that land for many uses, like scenic views, roads, and even pasture reclamation. And they can cover a large amount of land and get it done fast. With the 60 years experience, they can handle all of your forest clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Hi, this is Paul from Montfield Sports in Middlebury. This year's Farmer's Almanac is calling for a cold, snowy winter, and we'd like to invite you to stop by the store and check out our full line of cold weather boots and clothing. We carry all the top name brands, including Lacrosse, Dainer, Irish Setter, High Tech, Dickies Workwear, 100% wool clothing, hats, gloves, and much more. So stop in and let our friendly staff help you find what you need to stay warm and happy this winter. Thank you and have a great day.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs, or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Back here from Middlebury College in Chip Kennan 85 Arena. Just a minute before we get going between the Panthers and the Bowdoin College Polar Bears. Both teams are 0-1. Middlebury yesterday wore white. Today, they'll be wearing white once again. Bowdoin will be wearing navy blue with white outlining the back of the jerseys. Like we mentioned, for both teams, the key, get out to an early start, Bruce.
Well, absolutely. And for the Panthers, they dropped their opening game yesterday, but also the Polar Bears did as well. They're also on the road, so maybe travel and fatigue comes into this. Either way, it's a game that both teams need, both teams want to win. And very shortly, we'll find out which one of those teams is going to have those wishes fulfilled.
Middlebury defending the goal to our left, shoots it in to the Polar Bear defensive zone, and it'll be touched up. Just 6 seconds into the contest. And it'll be a face-off to the left of Stephen Klein, the Middlebury goaltender. Heinrich trying to get it for Middlebury, but will not, as the puck hit out to the left point. A quick shot and a deflection shot that is no good coming from Bowden. Bowden still with the puck in their offensive zone as Middlebury takes it away, and Mitch Allen chasing into the neutral zone as it goes into the defensive zone of the Bowden College Polar Bears. Back with it, Bradley Ingersoll. He'll put a touch on it and pass to his right side. Skating with it into the neutral zone is Daniel McMullen. Puck now behind the net of Middlebury. Scoreless here from the Chipkenden 85 arena. Tussled along by Giassani. And a lead now for McClellan. McClellan with it shoots and deflected to the right side and away by Zafonte. Back coming the other way, Lawson shoots it ahead, and then Klein will leave it behind the net left side, and it gets taken away by Bowden with it in the Middlebury defensive zone. Left point shot sails wide from Pat Geary. Sailed wide left and eventually chased down by Geary in that left corner, still scoreless. First period. Scrum forward into the corner, loose in neutral ice. Goes back to Jason Cahoon, who shoots it ahead. Now behind the Middlebury net. Getting a touch on it will be Fahey. And he'll leave it ahead for McClellan, who got there too early, offsides.
18:02 left to play first period. Middlebury and Bowden scoreless. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. And Panther Hockey on WVTK brought to you in part this season by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Vergennes.
So after the infraction, a puck drop again in the Middlebury defensive zone to the left of the goaltender Klein, positioned on an angle guarding that left post. Puck loose again as Middlebury going to start a break. McClellan into neutral ice left side. Chased down and taken away by Michael Brown of Bowden. Puck in neutral ice now, and Middlebury with the puck in their defensive zone. Trying to get it away. And a feed pass was taken away by Middlebury. Owen Powers in there to break it up. Middlebury puck now, pass to the left side. And trying to leave it for Middlebury and Michael Fahey, but could not, was Lyman. Puck shot down. Middlebury going to touch it up for the icing call. 17:09 to go, scoreless between the Polar Bears and the Panthers of Middlebury.
And Jason, 2 minutes and 51 seconds into this contest, both teams seeming to still be feeling each other out. Middlebury, though, with the better share of the pressure so far. Mark McClellan, our captain, with a couple of great shots that Zafonte had to make saves on.
And a one-time shot sails wide to the left. It was taken by Dawson, who had the only goal last time. He's going to pass it to his right side. McKee shoots, and it's off the stick of his teammate. That was number 38, Camille Tkachuk. Taken by Cody Tedesco. Tedesco skating into neutral ice, got some space, putting on the speed right side into the right defensive zone of Middlebury. Tedesco loses the puck behind the net and looks to get it back as he throws it back down and shoots it behind him. And another pass inside from the left point was looking for Tedesco, but he could not get there. Now positioned on the left wing, Tedesco as Middlebury controls. Lead pass for Middlebury as the shot sails wide off the boards to the right by Middlebury's Alex Heinrichs. And back the other way, it's Michael Brown who loses the puck. And into neutral ice with it go the Polar Bears. Ripping a shot that's deflected is number 21 of the Bowdoin College Polar Bears, Matt Lawson, the senior, ripping one there that sailed wide right. Bucks still loose in Middlebury's defensive zone with 15:43 to play first period. Now behind the net, and Middlebury going to gain control of that puck. Try to clear it out of neutral ice. Well, not. A one-time shot sails wide to the right by Jason Cahoon. And coming back the other way, a chance for Middlebury. It is Braden Quast who fires a weak shot that will be covered up by goaltender Alex Zafonte.
15:20 left to play first period. Middlebury and Bowdoin scoreless. The Panthers out shooting the Polar Bears 5-2. And Jason, unlike yesterday, early in this contest, Middlebury getting a lot of pressure, doing a good job making the Bowdoin goaltender work.
That Bowdoin goaltender, Alex Zafonte, who saw the faceoff take place to his right side. Puck loose. Middlebury has it in a one-time shot. No good by Bellucci. Couple of deflections. Puck loose into neutral ice again. It's Dawson touching it for Middlebury and quickly loses possession of the puck. Loose in neutral ice again. Scoreless here. Pass to the right side. Daniel McMullen controlling and shovels it along into neutral ice. And a quick chuck down by Ingersoll. Not an official shot. It wasn't even close. Just a play in the middle of Middlebury's defensive zone as it's a scrum forward in the left corner. 14:35 to go. First period. Still scoreless. Chance now for Middlebury. They skate with it into neutral ice. With it on the left side and attacking is Michael Fahey, who lost the puck. And inter-neutral ice now taking into the offensive zone is Bowdoin in a scoreless game. With the puck, it looked to be Brandon Ingersoll. Puck shot down again, and another chance for Sam Topham, who tried to shovel a pass all the way down the ice to Pat Geary. But Geary looked to be offside.
14 minutes left to play first period. Middlebury and Bowdoin scoreless. The Panthers still out shooting the Polar Bears 5-2. And on that last shift by the Panthers, the Panthers' fourth line of Jack Flanagan, Danny Tai, and Charlie Parsons doing a great job putting some pressure on the Bowdoin Polar Bears and making them skate that puck. Faceoff coming all the way back to the right of Zafonte.
And a faceoff won. Puck loose behind the net for Bowdoin. And quickly taking it back the other way, but then losing it was Middlebury. Puck now taken along. Shot left into the neutral zone. It's loose again. Camille Blanchett had a stick on it and lost it. As Middlebury comes back the other way with it, it's Mitchell Allen. Allen with a nice stick still, rips a shot that's deflected left. It didn't get to the goaltender, Zafonte, as it was knocked off a couple of defenders' sticks. Back the other way with it straight ahead, making a move to the right, still making a move to the right, shooting and having it deflected was Austin Ricci from New Hampshire, who's getting into some extracurriculars now along the side boards right side. And not able to get off a shot after a beautiful defensive effort was Cody Tedesco. He ran into a great defensive stop there by Middlebury.
Yeah, 12:59 left to play, first period. Both teams still scoreless, Middlebury and Bowdoin. Shots on goal, still 5 for the Panthers, 2 for Bowdoin. And Middlebury certainly bringing some pressure in this first period.
It'll be a faceoff to the right of Klein and won by Middlebury behind the net with the puck. Now they have it into neutral ice. Going with it, Quast. Quast still with it, rips a shot, deflected. And Quast going to follow his own rebound and will shoot it to the right side. Boards behind the net, even in the corner. And a flailing shot that is no good. It goes wide off the stick of Eric Jeremiah, the freshman of Middlebury. Middlebury still controlling the puck, shoots it down behind the net. Penalty waved off as it shoots down the other way. And it'll be an icing.
12:24 left to play first period. Middlebury and Bowdoin scoreless from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the beautiful campus of Middlebury College. Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK Fort Henry.
Quick rip near the goal was no good by Owen Powers. He shot it wide left as He had it right in the crease. Back the other way now. It's Tommy Dunn leaving, who loses the puck, and another change coming for the Polar Bears of Bowdoin. Scoreless here, 12 minutes to go, first period between Middlebury and Bowdoin. Beautiful pass, Jasani shoots, and it's gloved. Nice play there by Alex Zaffanti, shooting up the left hand and catching that laser from Jasani.
And a nice job by the Panthers there. Owen Powers doing a nice job dropping the pass to Jasani, who made Zaffanti make a nice glove save. The faceoff now to Zafonte's left.
And now one by Bellucci. He's going to fire a one-timer. That's no good. Jasani going to try to chase into the corner, but he'll lose it. Bowdoin puck and Bowdoin possession. Bowdoin in a scoreless tie with Middlebury. He's getting along with Camille Blanchette with it behind the net. Shoots it ahead back to the left wing. And into neutral ice with it goes Bowdoin. They'll reset. Nice lead pass there was for Michael Brown, but he couldn't catch up. Middlebury trying to gain possession of it, and will. It's Fahey. Fahey got a beautiful pass to Jasani, and that one is no good. I don't know if it deflected or what, but it did not go in on a beautiful shot near the goal by Jasani. Coming back the other way, Bowdoin. Weak shot that is deflected off the stick of Lawson. Middlebury puck again. They're going to chase it down and get to it. Charlie Parsons trying to centering pass in front. That'll be chased down by Jack Flanagan. Puck loose in the air now and taken by Bowdoin, but not so fast as Danny Tye laid a big hit in the Panther offensive zone, and Middlebury playing defense now with the puck in their defensive zone. Scoreless, 10:35 to go. Beautiful pass in front, a shot that is deflected. It came from number 32, Jack Bliss of Bowdoin. Puck loose and neutralized. It's Polar Bears with it and shooting, getting it deflected again. Jack Bliss left side. He ripped one. Puck loose behind the net for McKee. Middlebury puck getting loose in a neutral zone, and Bowdoin recovers. Pass cross ice to Cam Blanchette, and a shot that is no good from the left point of Bradley Ingersoll's stick. And now a shot sails wide as skating in with the wrister was Austin Ricci. Sailed wide to the right. A good defensive play between the pipes so far for Stephen Klein.
Yeah, Stephen Klein has played really well the last couple of minutes. The Polar Bears have had some pressure. And as you mentioned, Bradley Ingersoll with a nice drop pass and a blast from the left circle that Klein gloved and stopped it, keeping the game scoreless. 9:45 left to play first period. Middlebury and Bowdoin scoreless from the Chip Canyon 85 Arena.
Middlebury winning the shot battle 8-4. Puck loose behind their own net. Scrum with it into the corner. Shot along back to the near side. Middlebury's Mitchell Allen got it and lost it. Now gets it back in neutralized. Allen lost it once again. Puck loose and falling down after a beautiful series of stick skills was Cody Tedesco of Bowdoin. Back the other way. A chase for the puck. Who's going to get there? Mitch Allen hustling hard for Middlebury. And a beautiful check behind the net by Mitchell Allen as the puck is loose in the Middlebury defensive zone. It'll be scooped and shoveled along by Klein. And quickly taken away. A shot will sail wide right and up top high from Matt Leeson. As another shot no good. This time it was Christopher Wallace of Bowdoin. Wallace again, chance, just hacking at the puck. Puck loose, and did it go in? I don't believe it did.
A lot of pressure in front there from the Polar Bears. Number 14, Michael Brown, the first line right winger, doing a nice job wreaking some havoc in front. But Klein doing a better job, putting the pads down, keeping the puck out. 8:38 left to play, first period. Middlebury and Bowdoin scoreless. The Panthers out shooting the Polar Bears 8-4. The faceoff right now coming to the right of the Panthers netminder.
rip, and that one sails wide from the stick of Brady Ingersoll. Chance now in front again for Bowden. Still with possession of the puck. Still in a scoreless tie with Middlebury. Puck loose behind the net. A beautiful feed, a beautiful shot, and a beautiful score. It's Pat Geary. Got the feed in front and flipped it. Top shelf to the right.
And Geary going upstairs, roofing that. Not much goaltender Stephen Klein could have done on that one. He had the entire bottom of the net covered. But Geary went upstairs. 8:17 left to play, first period. Bowden on the board first, leading Middlebury 1-0 on a beautiful play by the Polar Bears' third line center.
So 1-0 Bowden with 8:17 to go, first period. We'll just make sure we got who scored the goal correctly when we get the official announcement. As Dawson puts a stick on it for Middlebury, but they lose the puck in front. Beautiful shot that is taken and deflected. It was off the stick of Daniel McMullen. Bowden with a 1-0 lead, trying to add to it. Puck loose in Middlebury's defensive zone. And chasing McMullen, he'll get it for Bowden. Nice pass in front, and a shot sails wide to the right by Christian Capello.
Number 7:28
to go. Middlebury with it. And getting to it, McClellan. He'll lose it behind the net left corner. As it's loose and neutralized again and taken by Middlebury. Moved across to the right side. McClellan with a chance. He'll be by himself. And he'll try a centering pass. That's deflected as he gets it back in the near corner right side. Braden Quast trying to get a stick on it. Could not for Middlebury. And coming back the other way, the Panthers. A ripped shot and a quick catch there by Peter Cronin as Mark Lyman ripped it up high to the right, but it was no problem for Zafonte.
Yeah, Zafonte made a nice stop on that. The faceoff to the left of the Polar Bears netminder. 6:55 left to play, first period. 1-0 Bowden.
Powers will lose the face-off for Middlebury. In a game they trail 1-0 thanks to a goal by Pat Geary. Shot that is ripped, and Powers tried to get it off the rebound in front, could not. Coming back the other way, Topham shoots it along into neutral ice as the puck will sail over the Polar Bear bench to the near side.
6:31 left to play, first period. Bowden leading 1-0. And the official scoring of that goal, scored by number 11, Pat Geary. The assist to number 32, Jack Bliss. And number 17, Spencer Antunez. The goal comes at 11:53 of the first period.
One nothing Bowden. Puck loose and neutralized now behind their own net. It's going to be a scramble for it, racing hard for it. Both teams, Danny Tye couldn't get there for Middlebury. Tye now trying to get the puck loose in the corner, but instead is shuffled along and will be taken by Middlebury. Brett Dineen lost it back the other way. A chance for a puck to go into the left corner. It will. Now to the right corner. It sails behind the net. As the shot sailed wide from Pat Geary, who already has one goal today. And Brett Dineen was leveled. Got up and appeared to be okay. And three got absolutely smacked near the Middlebury Panther defensive circle to the right of Klein. Coming back the other way, Charlie Parsons will shoot it ahead for Middlebury. Puck now loose. And in Bowden's defensive zone with a 1-0 lead, Bowden battling for the puck. 5:10 to go, first period. Chance now for McKee. He'll take it and shoot it in for Tkachuk, who couldn't get there. Mitchell Allen loses the puck and now shoots it to the left side into the far corner, chasing with it Bowden's number five, Daniel McMullen. Over now, a chance for Jack Bliss as he tried a feed that was taken away by Middlebury. Puck loose into the left corner of Middlebury's defensive zone. Coming back the other way, McKee has it deflected. Mitchell Allen chasing. Puck now into neutral ice, taken by McKee, who lost it off his stick and will chase it back into the Middlebury Panther defensive zone. 4:22 to go, first period. Middlebury will change things up with it behind the net, Braden Quast. Coming the other way, Quast had it deflected a couple of times. McClellan with it behind the net, battling for it. Still with it, McClellan into the boards. Taken by Quast, left side. Quast shoots it back to McClellan behind the net. McClellan not going to be able to get there. Parsons will. Excuse me, Lyman will for Middlebury. Here's Lyman. And puck loose again, flying in to get it out of nowhere was Mark McClellan. But it'll end up being Bowden puck into the neutral zone. Whistle will stop things with 3:23 to go in the first period. A 1-0 lead for Bowden thanks to a goal by Pat Geary.
Yeah, and right now shots are 9 for the Panthers, 7 for Bowden. And regardless of the fact that the Panthers are down 1-0, they still have to be happy with their level of compete today, Jason. The Panthers have played pretty well.
That they have. They're only down 1-0 as Jasani takes it left side. And still holding onto the puck, Jasani loose into the corner. Puck taken away by Daniel McMullen of Bowden. Coming back the other way, a chance for Jeremiah. Shot in front, ripped, is no good from Owen Powers. Owen Powers had a good chance in front, but now has it in the left corner. Powers shoots it back out. Good puck cycling by Middlebury. It's Ryan Ash. We'll leave it for Powers. Powers to the inside. It's taken by Fahey. Now Powers. Beautiful rip shot that is no good and taken and chucked right back in by Ryan Ash. Shot was taken by Fahey from the top of the point. Now Fahey with it going down Broadway. Back to the left. And a shot sails wide off the stick of Powers to the right. Puck loose and dumps into neutral ice. Who's going to get there first? It will be Middlebury. Puck loose. Good communication by Middlebury as it shot along to the left side. Jasani will go to the bench as the puck dumped in quickly and loose again in the neutral zone. Shot behind the net. Chance for Klein to redirect it the other way to the far side left. And with it behind the net now is Neary. Is Deneen. And it's Middlebury puck skating back towards the near side into the neutral zone. It'll be shot ahead by David Belushi. Back behind the net now. A chance for Middlebury to try to even up the game with the puck into the neutral zone now by Camille Tkachuk. Pass the head to Allen. Back to Tkachuk. Tkachuk shoots in it too high as he tried to go top shelf. Deflection is grabbed by Middlebury's Mitchell Allen, who has it on the left point. Allen will look for Belushi. Instead, fires it himself. It's deflected to the right by Zafonte. Back now, a chance that's ripped way wide from Brett Deneen. Puck still loose. Belushi, with a minute to go, will shuffle it ahead to Allen. Tried a centering pass for Tkachuk. Nobody home. As Middlebury changed again, Tkachuk to the bench, taking it now. Dawson, he went end-to-end the other game that was yesterday in a 9-1 loss to Colby. 41 seconds to go here in the first period. It's now a chance for McKee of Middlebury. Skate with it into the neutral zone. Try a centering pass that'll deflect off a stick of McClelland. Over to the stick of Braden Quast. Taken back the other way, Bowden. 28 seconds to go. Puck loose and neutralized again. McKee shoots it along left. McClellan, a beautiful check that allows the puck to be loose for Bowden. With it now, McMullen, left side. And with 15.7 seconds to go, we've got a whistle as the puck was behind the net.
Just about 15.7 seconds left in this first period, and Middlebury really utilizing their speed in this period to really cause Colby some problems.
12 shots for Middlebury, Bruce, just 7 for Bowden so far. We talked about needing to win that category if you're Middlebury, and they've done it. It'll be a face-off in the neutral zone. That'll be one and shot along by Daniel McMullen. 8 seconds to go, first period. Middlebury just trying to clear one more threat. 5 seconds. Puck loose into the right corner, still loose. And Middlebury doing a good job of killing that offensive try by Bowden. 1-0 Bowden at the end of one period.
We'll be right back. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
The cold weather and snow is coming, and time to get that vehicle ready for winter. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
No one likes being on the sidelines, but if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark.
Hey, Martin.
Yes?
It got kind of cold last night.
Uh-huh.
Do you think we can start the pellet stove tonight?
We?
You know what I mean, Martin.
No, go ahead and spell it out for me.
Well, we don't have any wood pellets.
We have tons of wood pellets. What are you talking about? Need a delivery? Go ahead, set one up. We deliver all the time.
Martin.
Kathleen.
Ugh, would you just bring some home so you can start the pellet stove?
I kind of figured that's what you were getting at. For all the wood pellets you need, including Luzon, Lignetics, and Inferno, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Bowden 1, Middlebury Nada at the end of 20 minutes on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network. Jason Wexler, Bruce Zeman, and Jimmy Tye back on the board in our 92.1 WVTK studios. We're here from Kenyon Arena, and we've seen one period of hockey so far between Bowden and Middlebury, Bruce.
Yeah, I have to think that the Middlebury Panthers are probably pretty pleased with the way that they've played so far. They're down on the scoreboard, which is the ultimate deciding factor, of course. However, a much, much better game than we saw yesterday. And if not for the play of the Polar Bears goaltender Zafonte, Middlebury could have three or four goals. They really put on a lot of pressure. The shots on goal in that period, 12 apiece, 12 for Middlebury, 12 for Bowden. But as we were just talking about, Middlebury really utilizing their speed in that period to cause some problems for the Polar Bears in the defensive zone.
And I think Mitch Allen, one of the guys that jumps out to me in particular, as well as Mark McClellan, the senior captain, the guy that's just getting in there and, like we talked about, creating traffic near the net, going to chase down the pucks that Middlebury, quite frankly, can get to because what they lack in size, they make up for in speed.
Well, I mean, their speed in that period was definitely a factor. How many times did you say Mitch Allen's name or Vinny Gisanti's name just using his speed to get to the front of the net? And just like we said in the pregame show, they did what they need to do with causing problems. Zafonte was under siege for most of that period. They haven't gotten one by him yet, but there's a couple of factors here. As you know, Bowden played last night just like Middlebury did, all right? They lost last night just like Middlebury did, but unlike the Panthers, Bowden also had a six-hour bus ride, and I know people don't think that comes into play, but it does come into play. Travel and being on the road, especially when it comes to conditioning, and as you know, Jason, the Middlebury Panthers are a very, very well-conditioned team. That may be something to look at as this game goes on, because there were points in that first period where Bowden was really hanging on. Middlebury was really taking the play to them there.
Yeah, they were. Middlebury taking the play to them, but unfortunately, on the other side, a goal did squeak past Stephen Klein, and it was Pat Geary's scoring that was able to get it started for Bowden. For Bowden, still with possession of the puck, still in a scoreless tie with Middlebury. Puck loose behind the net. A beautiful feed, a beautiful shot, and a beautiful score as Pat Geary got the feed in front and flipped it top shelf to the right.
Yeah, and on that play, Jack Bliss did a nice job taking a pass from Spencer Antunez, getting that to Geary in front, who really roofed it over Klein. Nothing that he could do there. He did a nice job of putting it over the prone goaltender, making it 1-0 Bowden, but there really was nothing Klein could do there. He took away the entire bottom of the net. But as you mentioned, Bowden getting on the board first, 1-0 at 11:53 of the first period.
It's all about placement, right? Like you said, Klein took away that whole bottom half, but it was shot to the top of his left shoulder, to the top right of the net from our perspective, and just had to be beautifully placed, and it was.
Yeah, absolutely. Bowden did a nice job there. Geary doing a nice job of roofing that and getting the Polar Bears on the board first. The Polar Bears' third line there of Geary, Bliss, and Antunez getting Bowden the first goal of the game. And so after 20 minutes of play, the Polar Bears lead the Panthers 1-0, and for a road game, they've also got to be pleased with the fact that they're up 1, considering they've really been outplayed in that first period.
Yeah, I think they have. They were able to get that one goal passed out of the stick of Geary, like we mentioned, but it's been Middlebury dictating the pace, and that's something I've been happy to see. Again, we said the speed for Middlebury has to come into play, not just today, not just yesterday, but all season long. Middlebury getting to more of those 50-50 pucks than I would say they were able to last night against Colby, and just keeping it close, just taking it period by period. They didn't win the period as far as scoring was concerned, but they did tie in shots, and they did add those last couple of shots there towards the end of that period. We thought initially that Middlebury did win the shots on goal, but it's even now at 12 apiece. And that's something we were paying attention to.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, no penalties in that first period, which is a big difference from what we saw yesterday. So I think the fact that Middlebury was able to keep the other team off the power play, I think that's a big positive for the Panthers.
And how could it not be? Because they were 3-for-5 allowing goals on that power play, allowing shorthanded goals. You mentioned one of your keys to the game was keep them out of the penalty box, and they did that so far.
Yeah, again, you know, teams that are successful in the NESCAC learn how to adjust. I'm sure some of the senior captain had a discussion with the team about penalties after the game yesterday, and so far it's working. No penalties for either team, and I'm sure Coach Neil Sinclair and the rest of the team has got to be pretty happy with that.
We'll come back with more in the first intermission report. Bowden leading Middlebury 1-0 on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here on the One Credit Union Radio Network as we're almost set to go for the second period of action. Bowden with a 1-0 lead thanks to Pat Geary ripping it off an assist from Jack Bliss and Spencer Antunez. Bruce, let's take a look at the college scoreboard.
Yeah, taking a look at some of the other NESCAC action from today, Jason. Of course, we've got the 1-0 lead for Bowden here as they take on the Panthers. Colby and Williams, as they get ready to start the third period. Williams leading Colby 3-2. And the other action in the NESCAC this afternoon, Hamilton taking on Stevenson. That game at Hamilton, 18:43 left to go in the third period. Hamilton all over Stevenson by a score of 4-0. And so, with some action yesterday and today, really the first opening weekend of NESCAC, including games on Friday, the Panthers looking to get back in the win column, get their first win of the season, and set up for what should be an interesting weekend next week. And, of course, we've got the PrimeLink tournament coming up, so a lot to look forward to for the Panthers.
Absolutely, a lot to look forward to, and still plenty to focus on in this game. The one thing that I was focusing on was the play of Stephen Klein. He's been very good behind the net besides that one. I won't even call it a mistake, one mishap.
No, there's really not much he could have done there. As you said, he had covered the entire bottom of the net. And sometimes you just have to give credit where credit is due. Geary just roofed it. He made a really nice play. He's a goal scorer. So he made a nice play. Again, Jack Listen, Spencer Antunez getting him the puck, going back and forth before getting it to Geary right in front, who roofed it over the right shoulder, making it 1-0. And so with everything pretty much even, it's interesting because Bowden is up 1-0. The shots on goal are 12 apiece, and also in that period, face-offs, 8 for Bowden, 8 wins for Middlebury. So really everything even except the one factor that really matters, the scoreboard.
Middlebury's energy way up. They were trailing 2-1 to Colby at the end of the first period of action yesterday. That would be the only goal they would score from Brendan Dawson. I'd like to see him get a little bit more involved in this game as we go along.
Well, one of the things that Middlebury has not been shy about doing today is having the defenseman pinch up in the play. I noticed a number of times when the Panthers' top line of Kamil Tkachuk, Alex Heinrichs, and Mitch Allen were up there, Dawson was in the play. He pinched up in the play. He joined it actually as a fourth attacker, and he was able to do that because Jimmy McKee did a nice job circling back to make sure that someone was back covering. So again, the Panthers utilizing their speed, as we talked about, to get that extra attacker, and hopefully they can tie this one up as we get ready to start the second period.
They'll be trailing 1-0. We'll come back for that second period in just a moment. This is Middlebury Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Thinking about a newer used car? Before you start shopping, be prepared. Here are five reasons why you should think about Vermont Federal Credit Union for the financing of your next vehicle. Reason number one, they have amazing rates on auto loans, among the lowest you'll find anywhere. That means more car for less money. Number two, Vermont Federal Credit Union offers flexible terms with options up to 8 years. Three, their PaySaver Auto Loan Program. It's like a lease, but better. You own the vehicle and can save up to 40% on your monthly payment. And it's for used vehicles, too. Four, they're so convenient. You can apply online, sign online, and close online. It's that easy with DocuSign. And five, you'd look really good in that shiny new ride. Go to VermontFederal.org and get pre-qualified for an auto loan today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Do you have trees blocking your view or have a large lot you need cleared for building? Lathrop's can clear that land for many uses, like scenic views, roads, and even pasture reclamation. And they can cover a large amount of land and get it done fast. With a 60 years experience, they can handle all of your forest clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Quickly back into action we go. 30 seconds gone by, second period. As a beautiful rip and a rebound shot that is no good and was taken off the stick of Bradley Ingersoll. As Klein got ran into in the net. Klein is down and a polar bear down into the net as well.
At Middlebury College, Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK, brought to you in part this season by Foster Motors, home of the We Care People, on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Vermont Field Sports for all your sport and hunting needs and a great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury. The A. Johnson Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon for all your home, business, and agricultural fuel needs on Route 22A in Bridport and in Brandon. And Monument Farms of Weybridge for local fresh milk from their farm to your local store.
It was Tommy Dunleavy that ran into the net of Middlebury. Dunleavy slow to get up but appears to be fine now, as it'll be a face-off when we reset to the right of Klein, now defending the goal to our right. Middlebury in white like they were yesterday, navy blue numbers and navy blue trim down the side. Bowden in black with white numerals. And the faceoff is won by Middlebury and shot along. Dump and chase by Middlebury, but they will not get there in time.
19:03 left to play second period. Bowdoin leading Middlebury 1-0. A goal by Pat Geary at 11:53 of the first period, giving the Polar Bears the 1-0 lead in the second game of the Panthers' opening series for the 2017-2018 season.
Shot ripped off a draw after the icing call from Middlebury as it was taken by Sam Topham. It sailed wide right.
Shots on goal in the game so far, 12 for Middlebury, 14 for Bowdoin.
It was 12-12 shots-wise at the end of the first period of action. The first two shots of the period belong to the Polar Bears. Shot to the right side for Lyman, who loses the puck off a couple of deflections. Lyman going to get back into the action and get it right side behind the net. Lyman still chasing that with it into the neutral zone. He'll pass to Quast. Quast with it right side. He'll be taking the puck in and have an offsides called, I believe.
It was an offsides, but that was a pretty late whistle. He was well into the zone before the official blew the whistle. He got the shot off. And so that faceoff will come all the way outside to the faceoff dot right outside the Bowdoin defensive zone to our left. 18:41 left to play second period. 1-0 Bowdoin.
It'll be Quast and Geary, the man who scored the goal so far for Bowdoin. But an illegal faceoff procedure coming first before they let that one go. Again, it'll be Quast, and now it'll be Jack Bliss. Bliss wins the faceoff for Middlebury, but back the other way, Bowdoin. Trying to get to it, Quast. McClellan shoots it in right side, tried to leave it in front of the net as it was taken easily by Zafonte.
18:29 left to play second period. 1-0 Bowdoin. Shots on goal, 12 for Middlebury, 14 for the Panthers. The faceoff to the right of goaltender Alex Zafonte.
Powers in there for Middlebury trying to take the faceoff, and Middlebury will get it. As Jasani moves it along, chance for Powers. Powers with it on the right corner, feeds into Jasani behind the net. Puck loose, taken by Bowdoin. Puck loose again behind Bowdoin's defensive zone. Now they'll take it into the neutral zone. Skating with it is Christian Capello, but he lost it to Jasani of Middlebury. Middlebury trailing 1-0, 18 minutes to go here in the second period of action on the second day of the season. Puck loose, Jasani trying to get to it and will lose it to two Polar Bears. Polar Bears with a 1-0 lead. Taking a shot on goal that will be called off due to offsides, Christian Capello of Bowdoin.
And interesting here, Jason, it is the Polar Bears' fourth line against the Panthers' second line. So now, looks like they're going to, Coach Sinclair is going to try to change lines to get an even more of an advantage there, and he brings out his top line of Tkachuk, Heinrichs, and Allen.
Ingersoll in there as well as Dawson. Chance now for McKee. And beautiful defensive play as the puck loose in front of the net. Middlebury doing a good job of knocking it away. Nice check there coming from Heinrichs to jar the puck loose from the Polar Bears, who now have it in the neutral zone. And now a chance for Dawson, who will skate with it near the center of the net and pass to his left side for McKee. McKee shoots it ahead, a bouncing puck that will be picked up and put away by Zafonte.
And Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK, brought to you in part this season by Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your local True Value Hardware store, and so much more. Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury, with a drop-off location in Vergennes.
Heinrichs wins the faceoff for Middlebury. Puck loose behind the net, trying to get to it. McClellan, he could not. Tkachuk couldn't get to it either, and now skating with it is McDonald. And a save made by Klein after a quick wrist shot.
And on that play, Dunleavy doing a nice job getting that puck to Tedesco, who flipped it on Klein, who made a nice stop. 16:53 left to play second period. Bowdoin leading Middlebury 1-0. The faceoff to the left of Panthers goaltender Stephen Klein.
Quast in there. Goes against Ronnie Leston. Leston wins the faceoff battle for Bowden. Puck loose into the right side. Lyman down with it behind the net. Quast. Quast over to Allen. Allen back to Quast. Right side corner behind Middlebury Panthers net with a 1-0 deficit. Quast trying to pressure behind the Bowden defensive zone. Still pressuring Quast as it went behind the stick of Mitchell Allen and was shot back ahead to Lyman, center ice, who's tossed aside as he shot the puck left. Coming back the other way, a chance for Sam Topham. Puck loose again in neutral ice. Coming back the other way and ripping a shot that's deflected off a skate before it got there was Michael Fahey. Puck rotated around. Brett Dineen trying and a rebound shot. No good by Middlebury. Jassani with it in the left corner. Still skating with it. Tries a centering pass as that shot is no good. A deflection as Powers tried to put it back in and could not as the initial shot was taken by David Bellucci. Middlebury still controlling the puck behind the net. Vying for possession and losing possession is Powers. Puck loose again behind the net. It's now Bowden's Sam Topham. Topham trying to hold on to possession but will not. Middlebury puck. And a quick shot that is no good. Back the other way. In a neutral ice, skating with it quickly now is Bowden. Beautiful centering pass in front, but great defense there by Middlebury's Charlie Parsons. Break that one up. Puck loose again behind the net of Bowden with a 1-0 lead. 14:44 to go. Second period. Bowden leads and has possession of the puck. Skating with it. After a beautiful series of moves, losing it was Brady Ingersoll. Back the other way, chasing. It's Mitchell Allen who takes a spill near center ice. Coming back the other way. With it is Middlebury's McKee who loses it into center ice. And now a chance for Dawson defensively. Dawson of Middlebury who trails 1-0 with 14:13 to go. Will wait for a change. And shoots it ahead to a diving Tkachuk. And it'll be an icing call.
14:06 left to play second period. The Bolden Polar Bears leading the Middlebury College Panthers 1-0. A first period goal by Pat Geary. So far the difference in this one. Shots on goal for the Panthers, 14 for the Polar Bears, 15. The faceoff to the right of Middlebury Panther goaltender Stephen Klein.
Tkachuk lost the faceoff. One-time shot that's deflected after a couple of rebounds. It was ripped by Cahoon. Puck loose now, skating with it, Allen. He'll shoot it to the left. Puck loose in a neutral zone. Chance for Tkachuk. Now Dineen loses it. Coming back the other way is Bowden. And a beautiful deflection at the last second by Alex Heinrichs. Knocked that puck away, and Heinrichs with it behind the net now for Middlebury. Loses it quickly, now gets it back. It's 1-0 Bowden, 13:28 to go. We'll have another stoppage here in the second period.
Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK brought to you in part this season by Denneker Chevrolet, where they give you free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Find new roads. And Autumn Gold Jewelry, featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Autumn Gold Jewelry on Main Street in downtown Middlebury and at autumngoldjewelry.com.
And I think Geary's going to take the faceoff to Klein's right. Geary with the only goal so far for Bowden. But first, Lyman checks back in for Middlebury. Yep, it'll be Geary for the Polar Bears who wins the faceoff. And a nice pass to Daniel McMullen. Puck loose behind the net. Middlebury trying to get it out of their defensive zone. And Will, it's Lyman who loses it off his left skate. It'll skate weakly back to the goaltender, Zafonte. He won't even touch it because coming back the other way is Bowden as they shoot it ahead and are called for offsides. Going to touch it up will be Brett Dineen.
13:09 left to play second period. Bowden holding on to a 1-0 lead. A first period goal by Pat Geary at 11:53. So far the difference. And Jason, this game has really slowed down quite a bit in the last couple of minutes.
That it has. And Middlebury, not that they're not doing a good job of picking up the pace, but it just has slowed down because the nature of the game has been more spread out the last couple of minutes. Quas trying to chase and will lose it. Bellucci with a beautiful check, and Quas back with it in the defensive zone of Middlebury. They try to shoot it back out to Neen Will. Bellucci really passed it to the stick of a polar bear as the puck loose and neutralized again. We have another whistle with 12:47 to go, second period.
And so far in the last couple of minutes, there has been a lot of neutral zone play, a lot of hitting, but really nothing going on. A bunch of icing calls. And who do you think this benefits, the pace of the game slowing down? I think it has to benefit the polar bears.
Yeah, I have to agree, because if you're Middlebury, not that you need to score quickly, but you want to force the pace, force the issue being down a goal. You don't want to be passive. Dasani back into the game for Middlebury, but getting to the puck first, Eric Jeremiah. Jeremiah shoots ahead for Dasani, trying to get to it. Powers, he will not. It's Bowden puck, and Bowden with a 1-0 lead. Chance for Tedesco. And now a shot that is ripped from the right wing by Keenan Murray. Puck loose still in the neutral ice. It goes. And it's going to be a chase for the puck. Trying to get to it. Taking a beautiful angle to the puck. And getting there, Cody Tedesco, to shoot it to the right side. Still polar bear puck for Matt Leeson. Lawson. And now a chance for Allen. It's deflected right side. Zaffani knocked it away. Coming back the other way, McKee over to Brendan Dawson. And puck loose and neutralized again. Another whistle.
Yeah, deflects out of play. 11:39 left to play second period. Bowden leading Middlebury 1-0. Shots on goal. 15 for the Panthers, 17 for the Polar Bears, and because of that deflection, the faceoff at the center dot.
Taking it for Middlebury and losing the puck was Middlebury's Danny Tye. Back with it, coming the other way, a shot ripped and sailing wide after it was deflected by Michael. Excuse me, not by Fahey, by Chris Wallace, the other number 25.
11:21 left to play second period. Bowden holding on to that one-goal lead. A goal by Pat Geary, third-line center, coming at 11:53 of the first period. The difference right now.
Tkachuk and Lawson. Puck loose behind the Middlebury Panther net. They trail 1-0 and now have possession of the puck. Coming back the other way, Bellucci. He'll leave for Ingersoll. Excuse me, for Heinrichs. And a chance now for Bellucci again. He'll shoot it in right side. And coming back the other way, the Polar Bears. Colin Vanderveen shot it ahead. And quickly back the other way, it's Mitchell Allen who loses the puck, Bruce. With 10:45 to go, first period. Excuse me, second period. And a 1-0 lead for Bowden. Skating down the right avenue, trying a centering pass down to McMullen. Sailed wide, but McMullen now behind the net. Chasing, trying to get to it is Allen. Centering pass in front, puck still loose. Another chance for McMullen, who shoots it left. And dumped after a couple of bounces, not taken by Klein, but going behind the net, back the other way into neutral ice, Middlebury. It's Owen Powers. Powers still with it, skating and backing it up. Losing the puck in the left corner. Allen loses it too. And a beautiful rip back in by Dasani. Dasani with a beautiful check in the defensive zone of Bowden. They lead 1-0 as it's ripped along to Camille Blanchette. Blanchette loses it off a check. Coming back the other way, it's Michael Fahey. Fahey still skating with it right side. Tries a shot and deflected left. by goaltender Zaffani. Dawson wins a defensive battle on the other end for Middlebury. He'll shoot it ahead into neutral ice. Taken back the other way. Keenan Murray. Dawson. Now a shot and a rebound loose in front. Who's going to get there? It will be the Polar Bears. As Dawson tried it in front, puck loose. And it looks like it was saved.
Yeah, Zaffanti doing a nice job covering that up. A lot of action in front. The Panthers doing a nice job bringing lots of pressure. The third line of the Panthers, Lyman, Quast, and McClellan, really doing a good job bringing some significant pressure there. Zaffanti having to make a nice save. Faceoff going to come to the right of the Polar Bears netminder. 9:08 left to play second period. Bowden still leading 1-0.
And Bowden 17 shots to Middlebury's 16 as it was a beautiful sprawling save by Zaffanti, the freshman. Chance now for Lyman of Middlebury. He'll be called for offsides. He preceded the puck into the blue line.
And one of the things that we've seen Middlebury doing the last couple of minutes, really utilizing their speed again when they seem to cause trouble in front. That's when they get their best chances, and they've been doing that.
Neutral zone face-off to the far side, won by the Polar Bears of Bowden. They have a 1-0 lead with under 9 to go. Chase for the puck. And Cody Tedesco couldn't get there. Beautiful pass in front that's deflected by the Middlebury defense. It was Brandon Dawson. Dawson going to chase it down and now have possession of the puck behind the net. Dawson skating with it to his left with a man on him. Will shoot it to the left side for Braden Quast. Braden Quast still with it. Leaves it for McClellan. McClellan over to Quast. Centering pass back in front. It's going to be a chance for Brett Dineen. Brett Dineen going to fire left point. It's no good. McClellan trying to rebound, but it was taken by a sprawling Zaffanti once again, this time to the right side outside the post.
Yeah, Zaffanti doing a nice job there, coming out at the top of his crease and making sure to take up as much of that angle as he could. He did a nice job taking it right in the midsection up by the right shoulder, stopping the play. 8:22 left to play second period. The faceoff to his left.
Tkachuk in there trying to get the faceoff. And now it'll be a chance for Allen. Allen shoots it behind him. Chance for Dineen, left point. Fires it in behind the net wide. And with it again is Heinrichs. Heinrichs tried to leave it in front for Bellucci, who will instead just backpedal and play defense and now shoot it alongside to the right. Dineen, touch pass. McClellan over to Allen. Allen shoots. And it's taken very quickly. Making the catch was the goaltender Zaffanti on a fly after a rip by Mitchell Allen.
Yeah, on that series of plays there, the Polar Bears, number 5, Daniel McMullen, the first pair defenseman, doing a nice job of shutting things down in front of his netminder.
Middlebury with a little bit more momentum the last couple of minutes as we're under 8 minutes to go in the second period here on 92.1 WVTK, Addison County's favorite radio station. Owen Powers battling with it left side corner in the Bowden defensive zone. Puck loose now. Trying to get to it, dumping it out. McClellan. Dineen puck still loose. A dangerous clearing pass in front that sailed from left to right from our perspective in the defensive zone. Shot back in. Now to the other defensive zone. This time it's the defensive zone of Bowden. Middlebury applying a little bit of pressure here. Jasani checked back in and will be down to center point. Is Dineen going to have to chase the puck and he'll get to it in the defensive zone and skate it back up towards neutral ice, towards center ice, left side. Dawson still with the puck, chasing into the left corner. Two Middlebury offensive players, including Jasani, who will get in the middle of a scrum. In the left corner, still jawing for the puck, jabbing for the puck. And poking for the puck, Jasani. They're poking now closer to the blue line. Puck loose. Powers almost got it free. And chasing behind the net, Powers. Bowden just trying to clear the puck, Bruce.
Yeah, they're having a real tough time getting it out. Middlebury doing a great job applying a lot of pressure. A lot of heavy, heavy forecheck by the Panthers. And Bowden not able to get it out. The puck has been in their zone for almost a minute now.
Flanagan just came back. Bellucci going to have to play some D now. And an offsides call called against Camille Blanchette.
6:13 left to play second period. The Bowden Polar Bears leading the Panthers 1-0. Shots on goal in the game, 18 for Middlebury, 17 for the Panthers. And on that series, Jason, the Middlebury Panthers doing a nice job boxing in the Polar Bears, and Bowden could not get it out of the zone for almost a minute and 15 seconds.
I don't want to jinx it, but you know what we haven't seen yet?
A penalty.
Yes, sir. Under 6 to go. Here's second period. Bowden with a 1-0 lead over Middlebury in the second game of the season. Both teams going for their first win. Holding it behind the net. Topham, as it'll be a Bowden change. Lyman lost the puck, trying to look for McClellan down to Center Avenue. Coming back the other way, Geary. He already has a goal and has it in the left corner. Far side. Geary goes down hard. Puck loose in front of the Middlebury net. They were lucky that there's a whistle right there.
Yeah, Geary went into the boards hard and seemingly head first there. Looks like we're going to have a boarding call.
I believe it'll be a power play chance for Bowden, but we'll wait for the official signal.
The referees are discussing, I think, what the call actually was.
McClellan will be called for the penalty. For Middlebury, the senior captain from British Columbia. So Middlebury down 1-0, will skate one skater down.
Yeah, 5:42 left to play second period. Bowden leading Middlebury 1-0. This is the first power play of the game for either team.
.542 to go. Trying to nix the power play. Middlebury, they trail 1-0. Skating 5-on-4. Shot ripped and rebound loose behind the net for Bowden's number 5, Danny McMullen. Quastel shoot it ahead. Allen trying to get there, could not, for Middlebury. Trying to power play kill unit, lining it up and shooting it wide right was McMullen again. Puck loose into the right corner. Now Bowden controlling. Back with it is McMullen, who shuffles it across left side. Trying a couple of shots, Middlebury. Good job defensively by the Panthers, not allowing those shots to happen. I should have said by the Polar Bears. Puck loose in neutral ice, and again taken back by the Polar Bears. Ripping a shot that's quickly deflected was Michael Brown. Kishani leaves it seemingly for himself and then loses the puck and now gets it back. Kishani taking a second, now rips it ahead to Braden Quast. Hand pass, loses the puck quickly, now backs it up. Bowden with the puck into neutral ice. Racing ahead, Leston. Leston putting on the brakes, back to the right point. Leston playing catch. As the puck now moved to the left side, still skating in. With it now to the center and losing the puck quickly was Chris Wallace. Still in possession of the puck is Bowden. It's Sam Topham who fires it ahead, left right side wide. Shot ripped and deflected off the stick of Brendan Dawson. Letting it go was Keaton Murray from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the Taskool.
Yeah, 3:49 left to play second period. Bowden leading Middlebury 1-0. This penalty kill that the Panthers are on, the first penalty of the entire game. Number 37, Mark McClellan, receiving a 2-minute minor for roughing. And so far, Middlebury doing a good job killing this one off.
7 seconds to go in the power play. Now back to full strength, Middlebury. And puck loose in neutral zone territory. Dean trying to get to it. And Will for Middlebury. Shuffled along right side, Allen. Dean back with it near side. Skating into the neutral zone. Dean still with it. Shoots it ahead. Allen trying to get there. No. as Tkachuk cut, tried to get there too, excuse me, and could not. Puck loose and neutralized again. Going to be a race forward between Dineen and Jack Bliss.
3:07 left to play, second period. Bowden leading Middlebury 1-0. Shots on goal, 18 for the Panthers, 19 for the Polar Bears. And the Panthers doing a nice job killing off that penalty, something they had a little trouble with yesterday.
Yeah, they did. They were 3-for-5, allowing goals on that power play as Powers won the draw after the icing call from Bowden. And the puck now loose in their defensive zone. Bowden trying to get rid of it. And back to the defensive zone of Middlebury. Ryan Ashe. Powers lost it. And now going to chase, getting there on time is Ashe. Dasani couldn't quite get there. Again, Bowden a 1-0 lead, 2:26 to go, second period. Dasani knocked it away, but a whistle.
I think that they were going to say that the Colby player was in the crease, so the faceoff is going to come outside. 2:22 left to play, second period. Bowden leading Middlebury 1-0.
Faceoff will be in the neutral zone circle to the right in our field of vision. Dawson shuffles ahead for Lyman. Chance for McClellan, but he's offsides.
Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK brought to you in part this season by the National Bank of Middlebury, with locations in Middlebury, Bristol, Vergennes, Brandon, and Hinesburg, and online at nbvt.com, and LaBerge Insurance Agency Incorporated for all your insurance needs on Washington Street in Middlebury.
It'll be Quast and Ronnie Leston. Quast of Middlebury wins the faceoff. Coming ahead, Lyman now, a chance for McClellan. McClellan still going right wing, shoots and deflected. Jimmy McKee trying to get in on the action. It'll be Middlebury puck as they skate with it back into their defensive zone. Trying to get to it, Dawson. He'll come in and get it behind the net and now leaves it for his Middlebury Panther teammate. Middlebury trails 1-0. Here is Lyman. Lyman still going, passing to the right side. Chance for Dawson. Shoots and deflected. Beautiful defensive play there by Zafonte.
And we have a penalty here. And we have a minor coming up to the Polar Bears. Number 10, Ronnie Leston. 2 minutes for interference. The penalty coming at 1:46. With 1:46 remaining in the second period. The Panthers' first power play of the afternoon. And Jason, it would be great if they could go into the second intermission with this one tied.
We'll see what they're able to do. They've got 2 minutes of skating. One man up. 5-on-4. Chance for Middlebury. Dawson leaves for Dineen. Now McClellan. Top of the point, right side, Dineen again. Now Dawson. Shot that is ripped and fired wide right. It was off the stick of Eric Jeremiah. So we have another stoppage.
And there's another penalty. And this one looks like it's going against the Panthers.
Dasani headed to the box. So we'll skate 4-on-4 for the next minute 38. Provided, of course, no goals are scored. 1:23 to go in total in the second period. Bowden with a 1-0 lead thanks to the goal in the first period by Pat Geary with 11:53 gone by. Excuse me, 11:53 left, 8:17 gone by. Chance in front. Tedesco shot it, and it was blocked by Klein, sprawled to his right to hold on to that puck.
And that penalty went to number 18, Vinny Gisanti of the Panthers. He received a minor 2 minutes for goaltender interference. And so that penalty will come at 18:27 of the third period.
shot that's ripped from the left point by Bradley Ingersoll was taken by Klein, no problem, who's played a good game to this point.
Yeah, he really has. He's really had a strong game. He has been on the top of his crease for most of this game. And the higher you are on the crease, the easier it is for you to see the shots. And he has not been giving up many rebounds either. So good game for Stephen Klein so far today.
Puck loose in front. Who's going to get to it? It'll be Cody Tedesco. As a shot fired wide by his teammate, now taken by Dawson, shoots it across right into the neutral zone. Pass was too wide for Alex Heinrichs. Bowden puck skating with it into the offensive zone, still with it, taking it a long way as a shot fired wide off the stick of Bradley Ingersoll. Dawson almost lost it in front, quickly gets it away. Dawson still controlling, 22 seconds to go in the period. Here's a chance for Allen, left side. Allen going to rip one, and putting his pants together, Zafonte, to make that save as another one almost slipped in front, but another chance and another save for Zafani, this time to the near side. Righty covered it up.
Yeah, that one was a little tricky. The Panthers came in with some speed on the left side and off a couple of skates, and Alex Zafonte had to go down and cover the bottom right portion of the net by the post, doing a nice job. 10.5 seconds left to play in the second period. Bowden still leading Middlebury 1-0 as the team skate 4-on-4 because of two penalties that we've had the first two of this game.
Tower's going to try to get the faceoff for Middlebury and will lose it. But back with it, Bellucci. Over to Jeremiah. As we're done with two periods of action, it's 1-0. Bowden back with the second period intermission report right after this on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Desabre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabre on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Hi, this is Paul from Montfield Sports in Middlebury. This year's Farmer's Almanac is calling for a cold, snowy winter, and we'd like to invite you to stop by the store and check out our full line of cold weather boots and clothing. We carry all the top name brands, including Lacrosse, Dainer, Irish Setter, High Tech, Dickies Workwear, 100% wool clothing, hats, gloves, and much more. So stop in and let our friendly staff help you find what you need to stay warm and happy this winter. Thank you, and have a great day.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
The cold weather and snow is coming, and time to get that vehicle ready for winter. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK. Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1 WVTK.
Back here on 92.1 WVTK, a scoreless period, but Bowdoin with a 1-0 lead again, thanks to Pat Geary, assisted by Jack Bliss and Spencer Antunez. Pretty even effort from both sides, I would say, and we're going to still skate 4-on-4 for the next 14 seconds of that third period when we return from this second intermission.
Yeah, a much better period for Middlebury. Again, they haven't gotten the equalizer yet, but they outshot Bowdoin 13-5 in that period for the game. Middlebury with 25 shots, Bowdoin with 17 shots. But based on what we saw yesterday, the Panthers have got to be much happier with the way they've played so far.
They have to be, and all we ask is you give yourself a chance to win the game. They're absolutely doing that. Sands, the one goal let in by Klein, he's played a much better game. Again, we saw all three goaltenders see action yesterday against Colby in a 9-1 thrashing. But this game, they've been competitive. That's all you can ask for. They've gotten some chances. It's just been a very good job of goaltending by Bowdoin.
Yeah, Alex Cifante has played a pretty strong game. The Panthers have really thrown a lot at him. A couple of the Panthers players in particular have really had a pretty good game. The Panthers' top line of Kamil Tkachuk, Alex Heinrichs, and Mitch Allen, we've mentioned their names a lot so far this afternoon. They've been very involved. Vinny Gisanti also involved quite a bit. A lot of pressure around the net. And for the Panthers, goaltender Stephen Klein with a really good game today. He's made 16 saves so far. And again, we've got matching minors right now, so the teams are skating four aside. One thing to note, though, as we start the third period, 14 seconds left in the Bowdoin penalty, 37 seconds left in the Middlebury penalty. So the Polar Bears will get a short, 23-second power play. And that can be a factor sometimes when you've got fresh ice.
Yeah, you're definitely right. And like we mentioned, Middlebury not really any good on the power play yesterday, allowing three goals in five power play chances, but we mentioned they needed to minimize the penalties. Just one on either side so far. Both teams doing a good job of playing a clean game.
Well, as we talked about in the pregame show, we mentioned that the leadership of the Panthers was probably going to step up yesterday, and they did. They obviously have a much better effort today. So far, one penalty a team. And that has got to be a lot better for the Panthers. They've got to be happy with that. And they have done a nice job so far of keeping the Polar Bears off the board, except for that one goal early in the first period. So it remains to be seen what's going to happen in the third period. But we'll be back right after this. We're going to take a look at the NHL scoreboard, and also we'll update the college scoreboard and some more thoughts. The intermission report, Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Walk away from those higher interest credit card rates with Vermont Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum Credit Card. At Vermont Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get a low-rate credit card. Whether you're looking to transfer your high-balance credit card, build credit, or find a credit card that matches your purchasing needs and lifestyle, Vermont Federal Credit Union has a card for you. Plus, all of their credit cards have no annual fee and no balance transfer fee. If it's your first card, they'll work with you to help you build credit. Looking for reward options? Vermont Federal's Visa Platinum Reward Credit Card allows you to earn points for every dollar you spend to redeem for account credit, merchandise, travel, event tickets, and more. Or choose to donate your Visa Platinum Reward points to select local and national charities. You'll feel good about whatever decision you make. So step into the ultimate credit card for your lifestyle with some of the lowest rates around. Visit VermontFederal.org to get started and apply online today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here on the One Credit Union Radio Network, Jason Wexler, Bruce Zeman, as we're almost ready for the third period of action. Bowden with a 1-0 lead. Take a look at the out-of-town NHL scoreboard. Hurricanes with a 2-0 lead over to the Islanders. That currently the only game in action in the NHL. 12:48 to go in that first period. Later on, the Senators will skate against the Rangers. Avalanche draw the Red Wings at 6. Golden Knights and the Kings go at 8 o'clock, and the Panthers will play the Ducks at 8 p.m. that game in Anaheim. Bruce, we've seen an evenly matched game, I would say, despite the score and just that one goal, the difference from Pat Geary. And the reason Bowden leads 1-0, but this game's certainly within Middlebury's reach.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And again, they've had a lot of pressure in this game. They've had a lot of chances. The Polar Bears goalie, Alex Zafante, having to play really well. Middlebury with 25 shots on goal, and Zafante has gotten all of them. But conversely, the Panthers goaltender, Stephen Klein, played pretty well also. He's had 17 shots, and he's stopped 16 of them. So again, I think the Panthers have got to keep up what they've been doing so far. In this game, they've gotten a lot of pressure, they've gotten a lot of shots, and they've got to continue to utilize their speed.
And I'll have you put on your coach's headset for a moment. If you're Neil Sinclair, what are you telling the guys?
What I'm telling the guys right now is I'm telling them to keep getting pucks on the net, to keep using their speed. Again, when they've gotten Zafante moving around, that's when you have things go in. And again, we saw it right at the end of this period here with a puck going off some skates. Pucks take weird bounces, and especially when you've got a lot of big people in front, things can happen. So my keys to this period, you want to get some shots on net, you want to stay out of the box, and you want to keep directing pucks towards this freshman netminder, because keep in mind, he's a freshman. So he may not have the experience that someone like Stephen Klein would have. You never know if he's going to get a little rattled and let one in, because all you need to do is get one or two in, and you know Middlebury can bring this one home. So we'll see if that actually happens.
1-0, Bowden the lead over Middlebury. We'll take a break, be back with the third and final period of action, or so it appears to be the final period of action. This is Middlebury Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Just what you need to get your projects done right. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark.
Hey, Martin.
Yes?
It got kind of cold last night.
Uh-huh.
Do you think we can start the pellet stove tonight?
We?
You know what I mean, Martin.
No, go ahead and spell it out for me.
Well, we don't have any wood pellets.
We have tons of wood pellets. What are you talking about? Need a delivery? Go ahead, set one up. We deliver all the time.
Martin.
Kathleen.
Ugh, would you just bring some home so you can start the pellet stove?
I kind of figured that's what you were getting at. For all the wood pellets you'd need, including Luzon, Lignetics, and Inferno, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Do you have trees blocking your view or have a large lot you need cleared for building? Lathrop's can clear that land for many uses, like scenic views, roads, and even pasture reclamation. And they can cover a large amount of land and get it done fast. With the 60 years experience, they can handle all of your forest clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Hi, this is Paul from Montfield Sports in Middlebury. This year's Farmer's Almanac is calling for a cold, snowy winter, and we'd like to invite you to stop by the store and check out our full line of cold weather boots and clothing. We carry all the top name brands, including Lacrosse, Dainer, Irish Setter, High Tech, Dickies Workwear, 100% wool clothing, hats, gloves, and much more. So stop in and let our friendly staff help you find what you need to stay warm and happy this winter. Thank you and have a great day.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Well, welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena on the campus of Middlebury College here in Middlebury, Vermont. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK Port Henry, where a first period goal by center Pat Geary is the difference in this one so far. The Bowdoin College Polar Bears leading the Panthers 1-0 in a game that has seen the Panthers play a lot stronger than they did yesterday, and in a game that has seen them utilize their speed a little bit more. They're out shooting the Polar Bears 25-17, but as mentioned, trailing 1-0 on the scoreboard. Taking a quick check at the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard, only two other games today of note. Williams beating Colby 3-2, and Hamilton all over Stevenson 6-0. So again, the Panthers with 20 minutes to see if they can solve freshman goaltender Alex Afonte. And Jason, I think if they keep getting some shots on goal and keep utilizing their speed, they've got a pretty good chance to even this one up.
Yeah, they do, because like we mentioned, it's not always about the initial shot. It's about having traffic near the net and having guys in that right spot to be able to possibly put a rebound home.
Yeah, well, again, rebounds are a big part of this game. I mean, it doesn't matter if the goals are ugly as long as they go in the net. And that's one of the things that we saw a little bit of yesterday. We saw some goals that were not really that beautiful that Colby scored, but they still count. They still go in. And the Panthers have done a really good job today of utilizing their speed and making life for the freshman goaltender for the Polar Bears a little bit difficult. But right now, as we get ready to start the third period, the Polar Bears still leading the Panthers 1-0 on the first period goal. Center Pat Geary scored 11:53 of the first period. Number 32, Jack Bliss, and number 17, Spencer Antunez, with the assists. And right now, that is the difference in this game.
Bowdoin with a 1-0 lead, like you mentioned, will try to close it out and get their first win of the year. Middlebury also vying for their first win of the year. It'll be a face-off in the center circle to start things off. The Panthers defending the goal to our left. The Polar Bears defending the goal to our right. It'll be a face-off for Heinrich, won by Middlebury. Here's Mitch Allen. Mitch Allen rips a shot, and it's deflected wide left. Trying to get back in there. Heinrich, he will. He's got it behind the net. Heinrich deeks to his right, going behind the net, trying for the wraparound. Shot shoots, and it's deflected. The puck was in the crease for a second and knocked away by Zafonte. Tested early here in the third period.
And the Polar Bears now on a short power play as they dump it into the zone, trying to make something happen here.
5 seconds to go in that power play as we are now back to equal strength. Here's Mitch Allen, ripped it across left side. Jassani shoots, it's wide right. Jassani ripped that one way wide, offsides, back the other way, Bowdoin.
And Bowdoin getting away with one there. The Panthers had a 3-on-1 And Jasanti ripping the shot that just went a little bit wide. Nice job by the Panthers taking advantage of a miscue there. And just some quick saves by Zafonte stopped this game from being tied. 19-14 left to play, third period. Bowden leading Middlebury 1-0. Shots on goal, 25 for the Panthers, 17 for the Polar Bears.
McClellan lost the puck, and it's now loose behind Middlebury's net. Chance for Lyman. He's got it. Lyman tried a centering pass in the center of the defensive zone of Middlebury. Puck loose now behind the net. Chance for Eric Jeremiah. Interneutral ice, the puck goes, and it's shot along and taken down out of the air by Jeremiah, who's now chasing after he lost the puck as it goes into the near side left corner, Middlebury Panthers defensive zone. Puck still loose. Jeremiah again. Still with it, falls down, holding on to the puck as he took a spill. Lyman chasing. And Quast now hits it along, but a chance for Bowden to set things up as Quast gets it back quickly here. As I say that, it's moved around to the left point. Now back in near the middle of the net, taken away. Good defensive effort. And up to McClellan of Middlebury. Back the other way, Bradley Ingersoll shoots it back in left side. And now gets it back on the left point, shoots it back in again. Behind the net, a chance for Ryan Ashey. As the puck loose in the right corner. Middlebury trailing 1-0, 17:50 to go in the game. Puck shot alongside, trying to get to it. Middlebury going for it was Fahey. He lost his chance at it. And now shooting back in with it. A beautiful pass that's ripped in front and knocked away. Owen Powers tried to rip it and now coming to wrap it around. But passing it off to the right point, Jasanti. Now puck at the left point, a shot fired wide. Coming back the other way, it's a chance for Michael Brown. Brown lost the puck, and the puck now loose behind the net of Bowden. They lead 1-0, 17 minutes to go in the game. Sam Topham will shoot it ahead. A beautiful diagonal pass, a dump and chase for Cody Tedesco. Tedesco lost it to McKee of Middlebury. And Middlebury putting pressure on the puck. It's in their own defensive zone. Center back out. Wrap around again. McKee trying to get there but cannot for Middlebury. Left point ripping a shot. That may have actually been a pass, was Bradley Ingersoll.
Yeah, 16:27 left to play, third period. Bowden with a 1-0 lead. And then this last few minutes, the Bowden Polar Bears with some nice pressure. Cody Tedesco is one of the players that is really one of their top offensive players, has been doing a nice job getting some pressure. But the Panthers still holding strong, only down by one.
The thing that jumps out to me about Tedesco, Bruce, is his speed.
Yeah, he's got some wheels.
16:18 to go. Bowden with a 1-0 lead over Middlebury. Both teams vying for their first win of the campaign. Puck loose in Middlebury's zone. And they get it coming back the other way. It's Alex Heinrichs. Heinrichs fires it wide for Tkachuk. Tkachuk shoots from the right point. It's deflected left. And loose back into the Middlebury Panther defensive zone. It will be an icing call.
15:50 left to play, third period. Bowden leading Middlebury 1-0. Shots on goal for the Panthers, 25. And for the Polar Bears, 18. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK brought to you in part this season by Napa Auto Parts. On Court Street in Middlebury, they have parts for the car, truck, boat, and even the 18-wheeler.
It's going to be Braden Quast trying for a face-off to the right of Zafani. And Bowden clears the puck. It'll go back down for another icing call.
Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK also brought to you in part this season by Lathrop Forest Products. With over 64 years of experience in the forests of Vermont, they've got the skills and the capability to consistently harvest timber. And Mini of Burlington, located at the Automaster on Shelburne Road, offering sales, service, and parts to Vermont and Northern New York.
Puck shot into neutral ice. Now shot ahead for McClellan. McClellan chasing and losing the puck as it's shot along the backboards. Getting it now, McClellan in center ice, passes it behind him as it'll be shot up again by Quast. McClellan trying to get to the puck and will not as it's loose again into center ice. Puck now taken by Ryan Ashy. Owen Powers lost it. And now has it skating up the right point. Owen Powers tries a shot, and it's deflected.
And there's a delayed penalty on the Polar Bears. It's going to be a call for tripping. One of the Panthers taking down in the neutral zone. And it's going to be number 17, Spencer Antunez, who had the assist on Geary's first period goal, which is the difference so far. A two-minute minor for tripping. Penalty coming at 14:52 of the third period. And this is a key point in this game, Jason.
Jack Bliss with that other assistant on that goal. And like you mentioned, a chance for Middlebury to capitalize with 14:52 to go. They win the faceoff. Chance now for Dawson. And a shot fired wide by Murphy. Still Middlebury puck with it. 2 minutes for tripping. Is Tkachuk. Tkachuk shoots, deflected, getting to it, Jeremiah, back to Tkachuk, over to Dawson, he'll try a shot, no, a diving attempt is no good, off the stick of Heinrichs. Dawson now with it at the point, passes it lower and gets it back, fires a shot, left side, deflection. Bellucci fired it back in, and Dawson gonna control again. Bring it back in for Middlebury. They're down 1-0. They're on a power play. And they pass the puck to the right now, back to the left corner. Chance now behind the net for Allen. Over to Dawson. Jeremiah. To Heinrichs. Heinrichs skating with it left side. Back out. Chance for Dawson up top. He'll shoot and fire it left. Excuse me, fire it right. No good. Heinrichs tried the rebound attempt and could not. Now a bit of action for goaltender Stephen Klein. There's a change coming for both sides. 13:30 to go here in the game. Bowden with a 1-0 lead thanks to the goal by Pat Geary. With it skating past the neutral zone ice is Owen Powers, still with it. And has the puck behind the net. Tries it to the left corner. Powers. Back out. Quast. And a shot that's ripped back. Shot all the way down. Klein touches it up. No icing coming back the other way. Tkachuk. Ryan Ashy. Lost the puck and it's loose and quickly taken by Klein. He'll leave it behind the net for Jassani.
And the team's back at even strength.
As the puck was dangerously in front of the net of Klein, but it was knocked away by Middlebury Panthers defense. Powers shoots it along. Jassani headed to the bench. As another change coming for Middlebury. McClellan back in. Puck loose behind Middlebury's net. Coming to clean it up was Brett Dineen. Puck loose in the back for Quast. Quast over to Jassani, who's back in there. Looking for McClellan and still shoots it to the near side. It's Dineen who shoots it ahead. McClellan trying to chase, cannot get to it. Now Will as a skater fell down in front of him and pass it behind the net for Lyman. Lyman will get tangled up with it in the near corner. McClellan back to Lyman, back to McClellan, back to Lyman. Shot fired wide by McKee from the left point. 11:35 to go. Here a chance now. Puck in center ice and taken quickly by the Polar Bears as the shot will be ripped by Austin Ricci.
And on that play, Michael Brown for the Polar Bears going right to the net, and Stephen Klein having to do a nice job going down to close off the bottom of the net, also leaning against the post to prevent it slipping in there. A nice job by Klein to make that save. 11:21 left to play, third period. Bowden leading Middlebury 1-0. Shots on goal in the period, for the game rather, 27 for Middlebury, 21 for Bowden.
Here in the third period of action, the goal by Pat Geary, the difference so far. Trouble in front of the net for Middlebury. Pass over to the left side for Topham. Topham whiffed. Still has it on his stick. Fires a shot wide right. McKee going to chase into the corner. Instead, it'll be Dawson of Middlebury. Chance now for Mitchell Allen. No offsides. Mitchell Allen loses the puck. He had a prime opportunity there. If he could have held on, he could not. Back the other way, Dawson. Dawson going to shoot, fires it, and it's deflected off the right shoulder pad of Zafonti. Another chance in front, it's Heinrichs. And coming back the other way, the speed of Tedesco. Tedesco with it, now loses the puck, chasing it into the right corner. Tedesco fires it in wide right. Puck in neutral ice. Battle forward, Tkachuk. And over to Dawson. Back to center ice.
Panthers at a 3-on-2 there, too.
A nice feed pass for Flanagan, who couldn't get there. Putting on the speed the other way, it's Tommy Dunleavy. Now Spencer Antunez will lose the puck back the other way. A shot ripped wide. Taken by Flanagan. Back to the point now. Ashy shoots. And it's gloved by Zafani. A laser coming off the stick of Ryan Ash.
9:43 left to play, third period. Bowden holding on to that one goal lead, but the Panthers on that last series threatening, doing a nice job getting the puck up the ice pretty quick and getting a shot right on freshman goaltender Alex Zafonte that he had to make a nice stop on. Faceoff coming to Zafonte's left. All right, from our broadcast vantage point here.
Puck loose in front of the Bowden net, now behind the net. Racing for it, Powers, he could not get it. Stick loose on the ice. Referees will blow that one dead as Lyson took it down the left avenue.
9:31 left to play, third period. The faceoff going to be in the neutral zone. It's going to be to our left faceoff dot. It'll be the faceoff dot to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein, right outside the Middlebury defensive zone.
And the faceoff won by Dawson. Bellucci behind the net, lost the puck. Goes behind the goal, chance and a shot. That's ripped and knocked away as Lawson let it go again. Nine minutes to go. Skating back with it, Jassani. Jassani putting on the moves, left side. Pulls it back out, left corner, Jassani. Gonna pass it off. Dawson's open up top. They don't see him. They dump it down low instead. Power skating with the puck, looking for Dawson. Finds him, center. Shot by Dawson, sails wide. He had a good chance there. Back the other way, Jassani rips a slap shot left. Powers, back to McKee. McKee fires wide. Dawson now, lead pass for Lyman, no. Lyman, still skating with it, tries a shot. That one is wide left, up high. Dawson now, looking for McKee, instead shoots it in front. No, but Powers is there. Going to try and center it to the right. Nobody home, McKee. McKee tries, and it's deflected off a pad by Zafani. Back the other way, Bowden. And that's a penalty. Clock stopped with 7:56 to go.
An And it looks like the referee may have changed their mind. I thought there was a penalty call on that play, but apparently there's not.
So they'll drop the puck in the neutral zone under 8 to go. Nice feed back to traffic in front of the net. And a quick score. Bowden scores again. Coming away with it, Tommy Dunleavy in traffic. Weston and Geary creating havoc in front of the net, and Tommy Dunleavy, I believe, putting it home.
Yeah, a lot of traffic in front of the Middlebury netminder, and just one of the polar bears, it was hard to see which one, was just whacking at it, and eventually it went in. And that goal is going to come at 12:16 of the third period.
2-0 Bowden. After the goal by, we believe, Tommy Dunleavy. Trying for another one, Geary. Took it left and a whistle near the net of Middlebury. They trail 2-0. Seven and a half to go in the game. Leston and Tedesco get credit for the assist on the Tommy Dunleavy goal, coming with 12:16 gone by in the third period. Bellucci will leave for Heinrichs. Heinrichs with it down the left side, runs into the defense of the Polar Bears, who lead 2-0. Allen trying to get the puck loose, looking for Tkachuk. Allen now finds Tkachuk, who dumps it left side, now gets it back left corner. Looking for Bellucci. Bellucci going to rip a shot. In front, it was Allen. He lost the puck as he flung his stick towards the direction of that puck. It was deflected to the right side and back the other way down. It goes for Brett Denine. Coming back quickly the other way. Middlebury, they're showing no quit. Jassani chasing a puck into the left corner with his speed. He'll get there. Powers. Nice pass to Dawson. Dawson behind the net leaves it for Jassani, and Jassani lost the puck. Powers putting on the pressure, but it's Bowden puck into the neutral zone. And shot ahead by Michael Brown. Coming back the other way, McClellan putting on the speed for Powers, just offsides.
6:15 left to play, third period. Bowden now with a two-goal lead. The most recent goal scored by number 15, Tom Dunleavy. The assist to number 10, Ronnie Leston, and number 7, Cody Tedesco. It's an even-strength goal coming at 12:16 of the third period. And Jason, Cody Tedesco, which is one of the offensive strengths of the Bowden Polar Bears, other than that assist, he's been pretty quiet today.
Yeah, he has. We'll see if he's able to get either himself on the board or create a little more havoc in the Middlebury defensive zone. How does your game plan change now that you're down two goals if you're Middlebury?
Well, you're going to have to take some chances. I mean, I wouldn't do anything too much different than what they've been doing so far. They've been getting pressure. Zafonte's had a pretty good game.
Puck will drop with 6:15 to go in the game. Quast wins it. It's shot ahead by Tkachuk. And Tkachuk will grab the puck behind the net for his own Middlebury Panthers, who trail 2-0 and take it up. Tkachuk shoots it left for Braden Quast. He'll fire it ahead as Zafani will put a stick on it behind the net. McClellan with a big time check. And a player down. McClellan with a stifling hit. Slow to get up. The Bowden player who was knocked down very, very hard was Colin Vanderveen.
And he doesn't even know where he is right now. He can barely make it to his feet. I hope he is okay. .544 left to play in the third period. Bowden leading Middlebury 2-0. Shots on goal for the game so far. 31 for Middlebury, 24 for Bowden. And initially, there is no call on the play, but the referees are over at the referee area discussing things.
What do you think about the hit?
Well, there was no indication there was a referee right there. I did not see anything out of the ordinary. However, remains to be seen what the officials are going to decide here. Matt Lyson for the Polar Bears is over there talking with the officials.
One thing's for sure, Bruce, Colin Vanderveen got his bell rung.
Yeah, he certainly did get his bell rung. That's not something you want to see. He was really hit pretty hard, but he seems to be okay. He's talking to the coaches on the bench, and so that's a good thing. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK brought to you in part this season by Broughton's Farm Supply, a full-service hardware store offering full lines of Cub Cadet paint, plumbing, hardware, lumber, power tools, and much more, located in West Bridport, Vermont. The University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics. Experienced orthopedic surgeons specializing in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injury and bone and joint care, helping you get back in the game on Exchange Street in Middlebury. The Vermont Federal Credit Union, see where better banking takes you. And Fire and Ice Restaurant. Fire and Ice Restaurant in Middlebury, a landmark dining house and museum with a 55 plus item salad bar, the best food and drink you'll find anywhere. Discover Fire and Ice and you will be back for more.
I can't not come back for more. 55 buffet items?
55. And I'll tell you, the cheese they have is top notch. The good news, Jason, is that Colin Vanderveen, who is the player that just got his bell rung, is up under his own power. He's walking off to the locker room. It looks like he may be done for the afternoon. But the good thing is he seems to be okay, and that's the important thing.
Yeah, you never want to see something happen at a critical juncture in this game. Just hope that Colin's okay. But like you said, walking off under his own power, definitely, I think he had to be reminded where he was for a second. You saw them talking to him very closely, and it was a hard hit.
Well, one of those things in sports now, especially with concussions and everything, you want to be careful that the player is okay, and it's good to see that they're erring on the side of caution, just making sure that he's okay. Now, it looks like the referees are going to come over here and explain what they're doing here. There's no indication of any penalty yet, although
two officials huddled on the far side, two on the near side. But again, there was no indication of a penalty, like Bruce mentioned.
And I don't know that there's going to be one. Oh, actually, I stand corrected. The box is open to the Panther door. The box is open to the penalty box near the Panther side of the rink, although there's no indication of what the call is yet.
There was no penalty called on that play, so they decide to give one now to McClellan. I don't know if I agree with that, because initially there was no penalty.
Yeah, I mean, there was an official right there, and it didn't look like there was an initial call. Again, from our vantage point, it's hard to see if there was one. The officials are explaining to both benches what the call is.
5:44 to go. Goals from Dunleavy most recently, and then from Geary before that, the difference in the game for Bowdoin, who lost 4-3 yesterday to Williams. Middlebury College lost 9-1 yesterday to Colby. It's Middlebury Panther Hockey at 92.1 WVTK, Addison County's favorite station.
And so far, shots on goal for the period, 6 for Middlebury, 7 for Bowdoin. And Mark McClellan for the Panthers is in the box. There's a two-minute penalty up on the board. No indication of what the call is yet.
Middlebury penalty to number 37, Mark McClellan.
5:44 to go.
That's McClellan for elbowing.
So McClellan assessed a two-minute elbowing penalty. The penalty comes at 14:16. Of the third period, so 5:44 remaining, and again, a critical juncture in the game here. We'll see if the Panthers can kill this off.
And a shot nearly went between the legs of Klein as it was ripped by Bradley Ingersoll.
So again, you mentioned a moment ago what Middlebury has to do right now. Now, especially with this penalty, you're going to have to take some chances, because you're not down by one, you're down by two.
And you're down one skater. With 5.5 to go. Shot that hits off the post. Trying to get it back, Jasani. Puck in the Middlebury defensive zone. Shot alongside left corner.
And for the Polar Bears, I would also say you have to be careful here because at this juncture in the game, if something is close and it's a penalty involving someone in black, I think the official's arm will go up.
Puck shot down to the left side corner in Middlebury's defensive zone, under 5 left in the game. Shot ripped in front and knocked away by the defense of Middlebury. Shot back in from the left point off the stick of Ingersoll. Rebound deflected. Middlebury looking for the puck as it's behind the net. Now moved over to the right point. Now back to the left point. A beautiful shot that's deflected high off the stick of Brown. Puck loose behind the net. Chris Wallace will chase. Now rearing a shot in close and missing was Michael Brown again. Puck going back the other way. Coming with it now is Heinrichs. Heinrichs looking for Allen. Heinrichs had the puck in front in the right circle and lost it. Puck still loose behind the net. Chance now for Ingersoll to get a quick change. Ingersoll shoots it right side into the neutral zone with the puck and the 2-goal lead. Bowden.
And that penalty is now over. The team's back at even strength.
With 3:41 to go, 5-on-5 will skate here as the puck will go out of bounds near the Bowden bench. McKee with a couple of extra words for Tommy Dunleavy, who has the second goal of the game for Bowden.
3:35 left to play, third period. Bowden with a 2-goal lead. As you mentioned, Jason, goals by Pat Geary and Tommy Dunleavy. The difference in this one, the faceoff in the neutral zone right in front of the Bowden bench.
Tkachuk will take it. Official's got to drop it first. And will. McKee. Left corner. In his own defensive zone. McKee shoots it ahead into neutral ice. Tkachuk lost the puck. Now shot ahead. Running hard towards the puck. Jack Flanagan called for offsides. Puck will come back. With 3:15 to go. Bowden a 2-0 lead over Middlebury here in the third period.
And the faceoff is going to be to the right of Panthers goaltender Stephen Klein, who, despite giving up the 2 goals, has played pretty good today.
And the puck now in Middlebury's defensive zone. If they get it out of there, they might pull Klein and skate with an extra man because there's now only 3 minutes to go in the game. But the puck's still loose in the Middlebury defensive zone. Chance now for Flanagan, who shoots it ahead. Left side, trying to get there and not getting there was Mitch Allen. Allen now going to scramble towards the puck. 2:45 to go. Puck loose in the left corner of Middlebury's defensive zone. Now behind the net. Chance given ahead. Coming with a beautiful pass to Powers. Sailed wide for Mitch Allen. Puck loose again in neutral ice. Now in Middlebury's defensive zone. It is grabbed by Jeremiah. Jeremiah shoots it left side behind the net. 2:10 to go in the game. Middlebury down 2-0. Here's Powers losing it on a stick. Back into neutral ice for Middlebury. Here's Dawson. Dawson gonna fire the puck to the left side as he lost it. Now got it back. Behind the net, Jasani. Jasani. Right corner, leaves for Jeremiah. Jeremiah shoots, and Jasani going to chase down the rebound, shoot it left.
And there's a delayed call on Bowden. There's a delayed penalty. There's going to be a hooking call, so the Panthers are going to get a power play. 1:48 to play in the third period, and the Panthers going to get a chance to go on the power play here, number 34 for the Polar Bears. Bradley Ingersoll going to go off. 2 minutes for interference, for hooking, rather. Excuse me. That goal going to come at penalty going to come at 18:12 of the third period, and a timeout has been taken.
And it's a close game all the way through. Again, a two-minute hooking penalty called on Ingersoll. And it'll really be six skaters on four skaters because Klein's out of the net.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Still a lot of time. Got a power play. You score one here and you still have some time to get something done. So that was a pretty obvious penalty that the officials caught, which was a good thing from the Middlebury perspective. But again, what you're going to see is a lot of pressure, a lot of shots. And as we've seen them try to do for a good part of this game, we're going to try to get some more pressure on Zafonte, see if they can get him to make a mistake.
Would you leave Klein in the net right now?
It depends. I have to see where the face-off is. I think, well, it looks like the face-off is going to be to the left of Zafonte. So it'll be to our broadcast right. So, no, I would, to answer your question, I would take him out right now because there's under a minute. There's under 2 minutes left in the game, a minute 48, and you need two.
I agree with you there. We'll see how the final 148 goes. This is Panther Hockey at 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Appreciate you being with us on the second day of the season for the Panthers, who were just 3-19-2 last season. 0-1 on this young year, as is Bowden.
And I think Coach Sinclair must have heard you, Jason, because Klein is out of the net. Six attackers for the Panthers and four defenders for the Polar Bears. Minute 48 left to go in the game. In the period, I should say.
Allen fighting for the faceoff and will not get it. Again, an empty net for Middlebury. Lawson fighting for a Tkachuk. He has it for Middlebury. Dawson over in a left point shot by Bellucci is no good. Fired back down and wide of the net.
Wide of that empty net. That was close.
Dawson takes it back into center ice. Dawson still with it, left side, skating.
And an offsides.
And that offsides penalty comes with just a minute 19 to play here in the game. Bowden 2-0 over Middlebury thanks to a goal by Pat Geary and Tommy Dunleavy as well.
So the faceoff is going to be in the neutral zone right in front of the penalty box area. Still six attackers for the Panthers, four defenders for the Polar Bears.
Powers lost that faceoff as it was fired wide of the empty open net. And Dawson controls behind the net with a minute 10 to go. Middlebury down 2-0. Powers skating with it towards center ice. Powers going past the blue line, shoots it left side. Powers gets it back, fires a shot wide right. McClellan going to chase it down. And now a chance for Flanagan. Up top now to Dawson. It went wide and Powers chased it down. 45 seconds to go. Powers as the puck now finds its way to Jasani, who rips a shot. No. Pass inside. Beautiful feed for McClellan. And no, it sailed down and out of the reach of Dawson. Time running out for the Panthers. Just half a minute to go. They're down by two goals. They need to hurry. Again, they're skating 6-on-4 with an empty net. Powers tripped up, no call. Jeremiah tried to feed McClellan, no, but got it back left side. Chance now for Dawson, rips a shot, fires wide right. Jasani tries the rebound, no good, deflected again on that right side by Zafani, and that will do it. Bowden with a 2-0 win over Middlebury. Bowden improving to 1-1. Middlebury 0-2 on the weekend.
We'll be back with the postgame show right after this. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
The cold weather and snow is coming, and time to get that vehicle ready for winter. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark.
Hey, Martin.
Yes?
It got kind of cold last night.
Uh-huh.
Do you think we can start the pellet stove tonight?
We?
You know what I mean, Martin.
No, go ahead and spell it out for me.
Well, we don't have any wood pellets.
We have tons of wood pellets. What are you talking about? Need a delivery? Go ahead, set one up. We deliver all the time.
Martin.
Kathleen.
Ugh, would you just bring some home so you can start the pellet stove?
I kind of figured that's what you were getting at. For all the wood pellets you need, including Luzon, Lignetics, and Inferno, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. You're listening to Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Back here on Addison County's favorite radio station, 92.1, WVTK, Bowdoin with a 2-0 win over Middlebury to improve to 1-1. Middlebury falls to 0-2. Couple of goals coming courtesy of Pat Geary, who set the tone in the first period. He was the first one to get on the board for Bowdoin. For Bowdoin, still with possession of the puck, still in a scoreless tie with Middlebury. Puck loose behind the net. A beautiful feed, a beautiful shot, and a beautiful scoreage. Pat Geary got the feed in front and flipped it top shelf to the right. And that goal, Bruce, was set up on the pass.
Yeah, Jack Bliss with a nice pass. He also received a pass from Spencer Antunez. They got it to Geary, who roofed it over the right shoulder of a down Stephen Klein. Nothing really he could do about that. That goal coming at 11:53 of the first period, making it 1-0 Bowdoin. And then both teams really kind of feeling each other out. A lot of pressure on both sides. And it stayed 1-0 until 12:16 of the third period when Tom Dunleavy took a pass from Ronnie Lestan and Cody Tedesco, making it 2-0 Bowdoin at 12:16 of the third period.
Nice feed back to traffic in front of the net. And a quick score. Bowdoin scores again. Coming away with it, Tommy Dunleavy in traffic. Lestan and Geary creating havoc in front of the net, and Tommy Dunleavy, I believe, putting it home.
Yeah, Tommy Dunleavy doing a nice job putting that through a whole bunch of traffic. Ronnie Lestan and Cody Tedesco getting the assists on another goal that Klein could really not do too much about. There was an awful lot of traffic in front. That goal coming at 12:16 of the second period. It was 2-0 Bowdoin, and that was it.
Yeah, that was it, and a good job by Klein. Those two goals, just two tough ones. Middlebury definitely improved from yesterday to today.
Yeah, they certainly did. Shots on goal for the period for Middlebury, 8. A game total of 33, and for Bowdoin, 9, a game total of 26. So unlike yesterday, where the Panthers were outshot handily, today the Panthers with much better offensive pressure, but unfortunately they get shut out as Bowdoin gets the 2-0 victory. The Panthers again falling to 0-2 on the season, and Bowdoin improving to 1-1.
We'll go a little bit more in-depth and update the NESCAC scoreboard when we come back. Again, Bowdoin, a 2-1 victory over Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Back here from Kenyon Arena. Time has run out on this game. Bowdoin 2, Middlebury nothing. Your final score here at Middlebury College. Bruce, a better game than yesterday when they fell 9-1 did Middlebury to Colby College. So a lot to be proud of.
Yeah, the Panthers played a much better game today. A lot more offensive pressure, a lot more shots on goal, and a lot better defensive play. So yesterday, not a great game. Today, a much better game. Unfortunately, the results are the same. And so Middlebury has a couple of days to get back on track. They've got the PrimeLink tournament next week. Friday night, we will be back with you. The Panthers taking on Lawrence here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena in the opening round of the PrimeLink tournament this year. And for Bowdoin, Bowdoin has got an interesting week, too. They go on the road. They've got three games this week. They've got a game on Tuesday night against the University of New England. And then on Saturday, they're going to be taking on St. Anselm. And then on Sunday, they're going to be playing UMass Boston. So really, in the NESCAC, a lot of games and not much break between wins and losses. So time for Middlebury to make some adjustments and time for Bowdoin to make some adjustments as well.
And I think Middlebury, you talk about adjustments. I think Middlebury made adjustments coming into this game. I think they just frankly played better defense in front of Stephen Klein than they did yesterday against Colby. Because I don't know if Colby's that much of a better team than Bowdoin. And Middlebury only falls 2-0 in this game. If it wasn't for a shutout by the freshman, they could have, you know, tied this game up, or they could have won it. It wouldn't surprise me if they'd won this game, honestly. Sometimes that's just the way it goes.
Yeah, Alex Devante, the freshman goaltender for the Polar Bears, played a very, very good game. His defense played a very good game. They kept people out of his grill, so to speak, and they stopped deflections. Again, Middlebury with 33 shots on goal in this game. The Polar Bears with only 26. But again, Middlebury, I think, as you said, I think the Panthers have to be happy they played a much more disciplined game today.
Yeah, they did. And they won the shot battle, something we were looking for them to win. 33 shots for them, 26 for Bowdoin. But again, Bowdoin with a 2-0 win over Middlebury. Like we mentioned, those goals coming from Geary and from Tommy Dunleavy. Middlebury definitely with a better defensive effort, but also a better offensive effort. We saw Vincent Giasanti featured more prominently offensively.
Yeah, a couple of the Panthers were very noticeable tonight. As we mentioned during the game, the top line of Kamil Tkachuk, Alex Heinrichs, and Mitch Allen generating a lot of offense. Vinny Giasanti's line, Michael Fahey and Owen Powers, whose name we mentioned a whole bunch tonight, also with a really good game, and the Panthers' defense playing very well. But unfortunately, those two goals, and so the Panthers fall to the Bowdoin Polar Bears 2-0. We're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, we'll take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard from today and also some final comments as we look ahead to the PrimeLink tournament next week right here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Addison County's radio station. Bowdoin. 2-0 win over Middlebury. Before we check the NESCAC scores, Bruce, we'll go through our three stars of the game. Our third star, Stephen Klein, letting in just 2 goals out of 28 total shots that he faced. Good game by the senior from Saskatchewan. The other star, the second star, would be Pat Geary, got the scoring started for Bowdoin. It's so important to get out in front, and Bowdoin was able to do that after that Pat Geary goal that, again, was only set up because of a pass. Some beautiful hockey there.
Yeah, some beautiful hockey there. And, again, the Polar Bears played a perfect road game. They got out to a lead, they held it, and they played good defense, and they facilitated a 2-0 shutout. A perfect road game for the Polar Bears. And that's good for them after losing to Williams 4-3 last night. They get to head back to Maine, splitting the weekend series 1-1.
And Bruce, I think that the final star has to be obvious, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think the number one star tonight is going to be the freshman goaltender from the Polar Bears, Alex Zafonte, making 33 saves, getting a shutout tonight and keeping the Panthers off the board. He played a really good game tonight. He played a lot bigger than a freshman, I will say that. His defense played very well. But Alex Zafonte, the number one star tonight here on Panther Hockey. We're going to take a quick look at the NESCAC scoreboard for today. The Polar Bears beating Middlebury 2-0 with the shutout today. Some of the other action from this afternoon, Williams sending Colby home with a loss today, 3-2. And the other action in the NESCAC today, Hamilton all over Stevenson, 6-0. So some light NESCAC action, but as you know, the Panthers and the rest of the NESCAC will be back in action before long.
And just to go through the NHL scoreboard one more time, Hurricanes with a 3-1 lead over the Islanders with 9:40 to go in the second period. And the Avalanche and Red Wings just underway, 12:27 to go in the first period. Later, it'll be the Senators and the Rangers, the Kings and the Golden Knights, and the Panthers throwing the puck down with the Ducks. This has been 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network. It's Bowdoin 2, Middlebury 0. We'll see you next Friday. But before we go, a few people we'd like to thank. Back there on the board, Jimmy Tai. Jimmy, thank you so much for pushing all the right buttons in our 92.1 WVTK studios. For Bruce Amon, I'm Jason Wexler. We'll see you next Friday. It'll be the Prime Link Tournament, and it'll be right here at Middlebury College.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Vermont Field Sports, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Mike's Fuels of Bridgeport and Brandon, Monument Farms of Weybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Denneker Chevrolet, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts, Lathrop Forest Products, Mini of Burlington, Brian's Farm Supply, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, the Vermont Federal Credit Union, and Fire and Ice Restaurant. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1.